KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you want to go with the boiled linseed, you can do that too. I mean, you can also pick up a super small container and just kind of try it and see what you think.
So it will protect it from water, and you said, and the UV light.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome, Lynn. Good luck with the project. All right. Bye. Thanks so much for taking the time this busy holiday season to be with the Money Pit. Coming up, are you planning to host family and friends who have little ones this holiday season? Well, it may have been a long time since you've had a small person in your house, and you might not be ready for all those crawlers and toddlers who are super curious. Coming up, we're going to help you to sort of get everything in tip-top shape and a little bit baby-proofed so that all of your guests can relax with just a few strategic tweaks. That's coming up next. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, whose voice may be kind of coming back. I feel like I'm just using it a lot, so maybe it's going to get back into shape by the end of this hour.
Rebounding.
We'll see. It might crash and burn, but we'll find out in the next few moments.
You can
of the show.
Do it.
I can. Well, you guys, this is the busiest but also most wonderful time of the year. And your kitchen is in like a holiday cooking marathon. And that is super, super tough on that space, especially your range hood filter. There's grease buildup. It could hurt the performance, but it can also become a huge fire hazard. So take that hood. If you've got a metal filter, you can soak it in hot soapy water mixed with baking soda. Rinse it and dry it completely before you reinstall it. It's a simple 10-minute job that will keep your kitchen cleaner, your air freshener, and your turkey safe from those unexpected flare-ups. We've got that and more coming up. But first, back to our callers. Jim, who do we have next?
Okay, we're heading out to Maine where Carol's got an electrical problem. And, Leslie, you already know my answer when it comes to electrical.
Hire a pro?
If, now, let's hear what the question is. Maybe not.
All right. Maybe not.
But if you got to ask some questions, there's your answer.
Maybe you should not be doing it. All right, let's hear what Carol's got going on.
We are replacing some outlets, older outlets. And the outlets that we are taking out have two black wires and two red wires. And our question is, do we need to replace both of those black wires and both of those red wires on the new receptacle?
All right. So, Carol, when you're removing this outlet and you're replacing the receptacle, you should see black wires and red wires. And generally, those should be the hot live wires. And then you should have some white wires that would be the neutral. And this is all a should be. If your house has been wired incorrectly in any way, it might not be correct. And if you accidentally put a white wire to a black wire, you could cause a short, like tripping or even a fire. So what I would say, if you're unsure about this in any way, it's better to consult an electrician But generally, when you're replacing outlets, it's wire for wire. So black to black, red to red, white to white. You want to make sure that you're connecting everything the way that it should go. So if you're asking the questions, I would say maybe hire a pro. And generally with smaller projects like this, it's kind of good to, you know, have a couple of them around, change all the receptacles in one room, or
get the most bang for your buck. Yeah, because they're there anyway. Yeah,
exactly. Because they're going to be there. They're going to charge you for the hour rather than having something that's done super quick. Put a bunch of stuff together and get all of those projects done. You know, maybe add a ground fault circuit interrupter if those outlets don't have them, which it sounds like maybe you don't have in this house since things seem a little bit older with the wiring. From a safety standpoint, you know, anything that involves the risk of death, electricity, it's not something I like to tackle. I understand how much of it works, but like I sort of cut my losses at changing light fixtures. I'm like, great, did it. I don't want to do anything where there's a huge risk to myself or my family.
Absolutely.
So for you, I would say get that pro in, do a bunch of projects at once, and then you know for sure that everything's going to be great and you can sleep well at night.
And the flip side of that is, Carol, if you do decide to do it or yourself or have somebody do it, take a picture as you're taking it apart so you can see exactly. Because what happens if you take it apart and you don't do it right then and there, there's a real good chance you're going to forget what wire went where.
Yeah.
Just take a picture.
Oh, and Carol, I didn't say it, but make sure that power is off.
Let's back up a little, shall we?
Power off, wire for wire. Be safe. I think we fixed it. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and that means a lot of people are stopping by, and some may even spend a night or two. So are you hosting friends or family for the holidays? Are they bringing babies or toddlers along? Well, there's one thing you may not have thought about: making your home safe for those little explorers. You know, whether they're over for a few hours or a few days, there are quick ways that you can baby-proof your space that will give peace of mind to everyone, especially the parents. Now, maybe it's been a long time since you've had really little ones at home, so where do you start? First up, start at the floor level. Babies and toddlers live down low, so take a look at your home from their eye level. Get down on your hands and knees. Check for dangling cords from blinds or lamps. You can temporarily tie those blind cords up to keep them out of reach. Lamp cords and whatnot, you can zip tie so that they are safe and secure. Look for loose items like remote controls, coasters, small decorations that can become a choking hazard. Just kind of keep those things out of reach. And uncovered outlets that are down low, you can pick up those simple plastic plug covers for like next to nothing at the home center. Just pick up a bunch, cover all those plugs. Now, if your guests are staying overnight or longer, you have to remember that kids seriously look at everything as if it is a play structure, and they will think of any and every way to climb something. So anchor any tippy furniture, like a bookcase, a dresser, a console, with safety straps if you have them handy, or at the very least, remove those tempting items from the top shelves to deter the climbing. Now, you can use baby gates as well. Keep them at your staircases or block access to unsafe rooms like a bathroom, a kitchen, a laundry room. And even before you go out and spend the money, why not post on your neighborhood's mom and dad's page or like your local town page? Because I'm sure someone has one that they can lend to you. It's no harm in asking before you go out and buy one. And then lock it down. You want to make sure the kiddos can't get into places that house potentially dangerous items. So cabinets and drawers, if kids are crawling or walking, you can grab those temporary cabinet locks. Worst case, you can just get some painter's tape. It kind of deters them by, you know, taping that cabinet or that drawer closed. Plus, also, it gives you a very good clue if somebody has been into that space. And bathroom products, cleaners, medicine, just place that up high or truly lock it away in a cabinet. Remember that what's under your sink is now fair game to curious hands, and they will open that cabinet, trust me. Now, you know where everything is laid out in your home, but your guests don't, especially the kids. So help stop those boo-boos before it happens. You can put corner bumpers on sharp furniture edges like coffee tables. You can lay down a soft area rug or a play mat if you have hardwood or tile floors. That's going to help both with safety and keeping the noise down. And some other temporary tweaks that you can tackle during their visit. You can place a towel over the oven handle if it's within reach. And you can remove the knobs to your stove because toddlers love to twist them and inadvertently turn the gas on. And think about moving some holiday decor like glass ornaments or those little village pieces out of low tables or just out of reach, because anything shiny is basically an invitation to touch, grab, potentially throw on the floor. And baby proofing, guys, it doesn't have to be a full-time job. Just a few simple adjustments will help your guests relax. It will protect the little ones and make the hostess, you know, the one with the mostest when it comes to safety sense. All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's next?
All right, we've got Bill, who I'm not going to mention, is in my home state of Michigan.
Oh, wait, where are you from, Jim?
Did I ever mention this to you, Leslie? Michigan.
No, what?
The wonderful state of Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay.
Got it.
Hey, Bill, how can we help out?
My wife and I built a house about 10 years ago, and we have a two-car attached garage. And the problem is that the floor of our garage is not level. And so when water drops off the car from rain, or more particularly ice and snow, it drops off onto the garage floor and starts to go in different low spots on the floor. A lot of it goes directly towards the wall of our house. So I'm wondering if there's anything we can do to correct that problem without having to remove the floor.
Hey, Bill, did you know Jim is from Michigan? wasn't sure. So I think the issue here is when you're dealing with sort of a floor that's not level, and it's kind of got some runoff and you're getting it in different low spots, you kind of want to correct all of those different areas. And there's actually a self-leveling compound out there. I remember when I first bought my home, and it was really a long time ago, 23 years ago, the basement had a concrete floor. It had some areas of unevenness. And Tom was like, oh, you want to use Abitron. I kept calling it Abacus. That is not the correct answer.
Or Abacab, and, you know.
All right. Abacab.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. But no. Abitron, and it's a self-leveling compound, and I mean, it mixes up super duper duper easy. It's sort of epoxy-based. You pour it out, it kind of self-levels on all of the areas that you need to, so you don't even need to, like, pour it over the whole floor surface, just sort of that area of unevenness in the surrounding, and you'll see that it does the work for you. And then once you've sort of leveled everything out and sort of reinforced everything in that way of levelness, then you can make any repair that you need to with the floor.
I was afraid you were going to suggest that, because the problem is the floor is sitting on precast concrete beams, because we have a spare storage space underneath the garage, so the water drips down there. So could do that, I guess, but I don't know the likelihood of being able to take concrete off of those.
Yeah, again, I really do just think it's a floor-leveling compound that you have to look at to sort of make those repairs. And in Michigan, where, you know, Jim is from, and you, you don't have to worry about those sort of temperature swings, because when you use these leveling compounds, it's really meant to provide good adhesion. So it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to chip off, and you're not going to want to get it off. I mean, but truly, if you're uncomfortable with this, you could have a pro come in and build some forms to get this floor level just correct, and then you would remove them as you go on and so forth.
Would you suggest a concrete contractor? Do you think they would be familiar with the options there?
Yeah, I mean, you could even have to do about 2 or 3 inches, depending on the level, you know, the areas of unevenness. But there's different approaches. I think this is something you could attempt to do yourself, but if you're not comfortable, definitely go with a pro.
I appreciate that.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Bill. This is the Money Pit. Before you dive headfirst into holiday shopping, take a pause. We're going to share the secrets to smart spending this season, from the best times to buy tools and appliances to how to spot the real deals and skip the fake ones. Save money and sanity before the holiday frenzy maxes out your credit card. All right, we're going to have that and more after this.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can the nexus of two populist leaders make New York City great again? And what would that even look like? Find out on this edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. You guys, what are you working on this holiday weekend? Perhaps you're just working on digesting that gigantic meal you ate a few days ago. Mm. Whatever it is, we won't judge. Chill out. Watch some football. Have some leftovers.
Well, I'll judge. I'll judge him. You
no,
don't
no,
have to judge him.
I won't, because I wish I was in that spot. And I'm going to say, move on over and share that cozy blankie. I want to watch the game, too.
Go Lions.
Well, whatever it is, guys, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT so we can help you with all of your projects. Let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's next?
Doug is in Rhode Island, Leslie, and he's got a question about a really cool plumbing product, in my opinion, and they're called Shark Bites. Tell us what you're working on, Doug.
Yeah, I'm in the process where I'm planning to change my two outside faucets to the type that where the actual shut off is like a foot within the house, inside the house, to avoid having to shut down everything in the winter, because it'll drain from a foot inside the house. I'm not sure what they call that mechanism, but I'm thinking, rather than have to deal with soldering any pipes in tight quarters, I'm thinking of using the Shark Bite product that eliminates any soldering. And so I basically want your opinion on that.
Yeah, Doug, that's really kind of the perfect application for something like this. It's basically a push-to-connect fastener, and then you press it on one end of the pipe and then press it on the other, and it kind of makes this permanent watertight seal. It's a great product for that exact reason, because you do not have to solder. And a lot of times when you do install those hose bib valves, that's basically what you're talking about here. And what's awesome about it is solder-free connection. You do have to invest a little bit, of course, in the tools that actually crimp and make that connection for you. So it is a little bit more money up front. But think about all the possibilities of what you can do. You know, if you're in a tough spot or in a crawl space or working near wood floor, this is really the perfect tool and the perfect product for that. And by the way, if you make a mistake, you can take them apart. Of course, that's another special tool that you'll need, and it's oddly called a tongue. I feel like all of these things have strange names.
No, we're over here. We're this one we got to take apart.
Not yours, Jim.
Oh.
It's an actual tool called the tongue.
Oh, that makes way more sense. Okay.
Yes, and thankfully you can speak again from your home state of Michigan. But what happens with the tongue is it kind of just goes into that Shark Bite connection and releases it. So it releases that mechanism that holds the pipe so you can take it apart. And again, all of these tools are kind of a couple of dollars each. It's something that you're going to want to pick up because, you know, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's really an awesome way to make a perfect plumbing connection.
Does it just work forever, or?
I mean, it's kind of like a Chinese finger puzzle. Is that okay to call it that? You know, those stretchy straw things that you put your two
That's
fingers
what it is.
In.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you go to pull your fingers out, you can't unless you're pushing it in. So that's really the only way you can get the Shark Bite connection apart is by pushing it back together. So I think it's pretty sturdy.
I know they were, you know, maybe a little more pricey than using solder and fittings, but it seems like a more practical application, and as you mentioned, being in a tight spot.
Yeah, and exactly. It's a lot less expensive than perhaps causing a house fire by, you know, not correctly using a soldering torch.
Yeah, right.
All right, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, the holidays are here, and while it's the season for giving, it's also the season when our wallets tend to take a hit. But before you splurge on that shiny new power tool or that big screen TV, it pays literally to know when to shop and how to get the most bang for your buck. Whether you are upgrading your appliances, investing in home tech, or just hunting for a deal, smart spending starts with timing and strategy. And holiday sales are specifically about timing. Now, tools and DIY gear, your best deals show up around Black Friday and into early December. Retailers like Lowe's, Home Depot, even Ace Hardware, they run doorbusters on everything from drills to pressure washers. And a pro tip here, if it's a cordless tool, look out for those bundle kits. It comes with extra batteries and chargers, and it actually makes them cheaper than buying the items a la carte. Appliances, November and January are kind of the sweet spots. Retailers need to clear inventory before those new models hit in the spring, so you will find deep discounts on last year's dishwashers, washers, and refrigerators. And smart home tech like doorbells, thermostats, and speakers are almost always marked down before Christmas. Just keep an eye out for bundled savings like a free smart plug with your thermostat. Now, you also want to do your homework before you buy. Impulse deals are the biggest budget killers, so before hitting add to cart, take a minute. Check the product reviews, especially for a lesser-known brand. Compare extended warranty offers. Sometimes the store's plan isn't as good as the manufacturer's. You also want to think long-term savings. It's really easy to get caught up in those flashy discounts, but focus on the value. You want to choose Energy Star appliances and LED lighting upgrades. Those will pay you back every month in those lower energy bills. Consider refurbished tech items from certified sellers. Many will come with full warranties and can cost 20 to 40% less than new. And for tools, quality over quantity is key. One reliable drill is going to outlast three cheap ones. Remember, guys, gifts don't need to be store-bought. If you're crafty, a homemade gift like a wooden serving tray or a custom picture frame or a hand-painted toolbox will not only save cash, but it definitely adds that personal touch. You're giving something meaningful, and you're avoiding the chaos of last-minute mall runs. So this holiday season, shop with purpose, not pressure. Wait for the right deal, focus on quality, and invest in upgrades that will last long after the wrapping paper's gone. Smart spending isn't about being cheap, it's about being strategic. Happy holidays from the Money Pit! Are you thinking about a big home project next year? Well, don't wait until the winter's over. Coming up, we're going to share why winter is actually the best time to plan for your spring home improvements. From finding the right contractor to locking in those materials before the prices rise, if you start early, you're going to be way ahead of everybody else when the weather warms up. We'll have that and more after this. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deutsch Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deutsch Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deutsch Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deutsch Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deutsch Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeutschCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it's that time of year when you need to pick up holiday gifts for your loved ones. If you're shopping for a DIYer or you want to make your own life easier, a cordless screwdriver is a total game changer. It's lightweight, it fits in your hand like a pen, and it makes quick work of assembling furniture, tightening cabinet handles, or hanging holiday decor. A lot are USB rechargeable and under $40, which makes them a perfect stocking stuffer for anyone who loves a smart gadget that actually works. We've got more shopping tips and holiday how-tos coming up, but first, you. Jim, who's on the line?
Now we've got Heather in Tennessee, who's dealing with the flooring situation. Fill us in, Heather.
Well, my husband and I were, we have a water filter on our countertop, and we overfilled it one day, and it leaked out onto the hardwood and while we were at work, and it's left a 6 by 8 inch diameter area of bulking of our hardwood floors. Can't really see it, but you can feel it like when you're walking over it with like socks on, it kind of snags. So I didn't know if there's anything that you could do like a DIY project or you have to have the whole floor resanded, restained. I really don't want to go through all that mess.
Ooh, that's sucky. And it's amazing how quickly, and it actually is sucky because all that water got onto that wood floor and it kind of got absorbed into it and then caused that buckling. Well, maybe do you have any extra pieces of that floor anywhere?
I don't. And I actually, another reason I'm kind of weary of it is because we got the same man that did our hardwood floors to begin with come back and put hardwood in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever.
Is there like a closet or a pantry that you could take that floor out and repurpose in this area?
Yes.
All right, well, then that's a good solution for you because a good carpenter can actually cut out that floor in this less visible area and only cut out enough of it to do this repair in the kitchen. And then they sort of cut out the bad board and put in the good board, and they do it in a way where it really blends in very naturally. And this way, you're getting the exact stain, the exact flooring, albeit it might not have seen as much wear and tear as that area, so you could notice a little bit of difference. But I really think no one is going to be the wiser, and you're getting the exact match to replace those damaged boards. And now what you would put in that closet, you could do entirely different flooring. You could put some boards in or restain that whole area because it's smaller. So there's definitely a way to do this that's not going to be hugely terrible, but this one definitely involves a pro carpenter to help you out.
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than resanding everything.
Oh, yeah, it's way better than resanding the whole floor. All right, good luck with that project.
Well, it may be cold outside, but believe it or not, right now is the best time to start planning your spring and summer home improvement projects. Whether you're dreaming of a new deck, a kitchen remodel, or even a home addition, the work that leads to a smooth, successful project starts long before the first hammer swings. So you want to get your wish list in order and just start by writing down what you want to do and then kind of prioritize that. Think about what's most important to your home's comfort, value, and maintenance. Now, maybe it's replacing old siding, updating your bathroom, or finally tackling that outdoor living space. And once you've got that list, rank each project by urgency and budget, because that's going to help you decide what's realistic for this coming season and what you might need to wait for. Now, you want to lock in the right pros early, because spring is contractor crunch time. So by the time the snow melts, most good contractors are already booked months in advance. So use these colder months to research the local pros, check their reviews on verified sites, ask for references from recent jobs, follow up with those homeowners, schedule those consultations now. You're going to get better pricing, more availability, and time to plan your project properly. Especially if your work involves design or structure, now's the perfect time to meet with architects or designers. They can draw up the plans, they can handle the permits, because those can take weeks, sometimes even months, so it's better to start early. Now, you can also shop and compare materials. Even though you might not be buying anything just yet, this is prime time to research and price out all of the materials. You can visit showrooms for tile and flooring and countertops. You're going to get ahead of the spring crowd and maybe even catch a few off-season sales. Also, keep an eye on supply chain lead times, especially for windows, doors, or custom finishes. And if you're ordering anything special, place those orders now so that you're not stuck waiting when that weather does warm up. Now, when it comes to budget, you want to set a realistic budget and kind of cushion it, because materials and labor costs can fluctuate. So build in a 10 to 15% buffer for those uh-oh moments, because every project is going to have one, maybe even three. So you got to be ready for it. And if you're planning major upgrades, check with your lender now about financing options like a home equity line of credit or energy efficiency rebates that you might qualify for. So while the snow is falling, do your homework. Dream, design, plan. This way, when spring finally hits, you will be ready to hit the ground running with the right team, the right materials, and the right plan to make your project a success.
If selling your home is part of your New Year's plans, don't just list it, stage it for success. Coming up, Leslie shares how a few small changes can make a big impact on buyers, from decluttering and neutralizing your space to the half-full closet trick that instantly makes the room feel bigger. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on Money Pit.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Realign and seal your gutters and install a leak filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leak filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leakfilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Someone asked me, I said, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? And I said, I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. And so, Alina, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
I want to go to college to get a business management degree and then have my own business. So hopefully in 3 or 4 years, I have my own business.
What kind of business are you thinking about?
Like a salon for cosmetology, learn how to do hair and stuff. My mom inspired me. She endured hair since I was young.
Jake, do you have any wisdom to share about starting a business?
You know, I think you're making the right path because business is much more than just the actual thing that you're doing. So I think the business management degree is an excellent choice.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Making good homes better. Welcome back this holiday weekend to The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and it's time now for Jim's most favorite part of the hour, the emails. I kind of feel like you need your own theme song here, Jim.
I thought I'm just giving your voice a little break. All right, Leslie, we've got an email here from Dave, and Dave says, we're looking to purchase a home built in the mid-1990s. What are the biggest changes in construction and building codes from the 90s to today? Good question. Are there any drawbacks to houses built around that time? Huh.
I mean, I feel like in the 90s, it was like a housing boom. People were just building, 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 and maybe not with the most durable materials, but it was after a time when you had really good structure and the homes were built, you know, to stand the test of time. But I would say mostly 1990s era homes probably suffer more wear and tear than a home that's even older than that. So your systems probably are going to be fine. The heating and cooling, they may be old, but it's probably something that a good home inspection will tell you. A home inspector is going to kind of go through everything and tell you what needs to be immediately repaired, what could be a future project, and they can spot all of those things well in advance. And you're going to want to have that sort of in your pocket so you know how to handle the things that will come up. Code-wise, codes have gotten better. I think there's probably more ground fault codes today. Certainly carbon monoxide detectors is a code change from that time period. I'm thinking there's a lot more that's relevant to a home that, you know, makes a big difference for your safety. So that's great. And your windows are probably ready for replacement if they've not been done yet, because you can get 30 years or so out of a window. So you've got a couple of things. But again, that home inspection is going to be key in kind of lining up what to do first, what's most important. But good job, you guys. Congrats on the house.
Well, if your home feels small and you're planning to move, staging the home before potential buyers show up can help create a positive first impression. But staging almost always involves getting rid of a lot of what made your home crowded in the first place. Leslie explains how this is in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you're thinking about selling your home in the new year, now is the perfect time to get it buyer ready. One of the biggest mistakes that sellers make is holding on to too much stuff. Remember, most buyers are moving because they've outgrown their current home. So if your house feels crowded or cluttered, it's going to feel more like their problem than their solution. So you want to start by cleaning out extra furniture, personal collections, keep things simple and open so that buyers can easily manage their own stuff and their own life in your space. When it comes to style, kind of aim for neutral. Those dramatic accent walls or oversized vintage pieces that you might love could distract those buyers who don't really share your same design style. The goal is to make your home feel inviting, but not overly personal. And here's a pro tip. Buyers are nosy, and who can blame them? They're going to want to peek inside the closet and the cabinet. So make sure that those spaces are only about half full. You want everything to feel like, oh my God, there's so much space. Look at all this space and how organized. I could also do that. It's kind of a trick there, but you got to do it. Now, a few well-placed mirrors can also go a long way towards making rooms feel bigger and brighter. And for decor, remember, less is more. Stick to just a few clean groupings of two or three pieces to give that space polish without clutter. And when it comes to staging, just think of it this way. The less you in the room, the more they can see themselves living there. And that's what sells a home. All right, that's a wrap for this hour of The Money Pit. We covered a lot, from smart ways to stage your home for a faster, more profitable sale, to planning ahead for those spring projects when it's just too chilly to get to work outside. And of course, we squeezed in a few smart spending and prep ideas to help you stay ahead of the game this season. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Stay warm, stay inspired. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Are you restoring a classic car, or do you just need replacement lines for your daily driver? Then you need Classic Tube. Since 1989, Classic Tube has been the trusted source for pre-bent tubing, brake, fuel, transmission, and hydraulic lines for over 100,000 vehicle applications. From vintage muscle cars and hot rods to modern vehicles, Classic Tube delivers precision-fit products made right here in the USA. Every line is engineered for exact OEM specifications, with options in stainless steel or the original equipment materials. That means durability, safety, and a perfect fit every time. Whether you're a weekend restorer or a professional shop, Classic Tube has what you need to keep your project moving. So don't settle for guesswork. Get the quality your car deserves. Visit Classic Tube, that's CLASSICTUBE.com today, and find the right...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump claims that a renewed focus on affordability is a con job carried out by Democrats.
When it comes to the cost of living, the president has repeatedly claimed progress, and he's irritated with Democrats for talking about an affordability crisis.
Affordability is a hoax that was started by Democrats.
However, the high cost of living remains a top concern for Americans. A new Yahoo YouGov poll shows almost twice as many respondents saying the president has helped raise prices rather than lowering them. Last month, the White House removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says there's a common factor in the growing Minnesota fraud case.
Start with a $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud case during the pandemic. Largest pandemic fraud case in the country. You've had 80-some people have been indicted. 78 of those are Somali immigrants.
Congressman Emmer made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Benson says the U.S. economy is on an upward trajectory.
The tens of trillions of dollars that have come in investment, both the portfolio investment by companies, investment by countries, is turning into a CapEx boom for the U.S.
War Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has defended military strikes on alleged drug cartel boats, saying President Trump has the right to take military action as he sees fit. The comments made Saturday at a national security forum at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, coming as the Trump administration faces intense questioning over the deadly strikes and whether they violate international law. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
There's a rare pushback by Florida lawmakers as members of the state's congressional delegation sent a letter to President Trump Friday in opposition to plans to open new areas of the Gulf to oil and gas drilling.
Florida's Republican-dominated congressional delegation is urging the Trump administration to drop a plan that would allow new oil drilling for the first time in decades off of Florida's coast. The letter was signed by Republican Senator Rick Scott and Ashley Moody, as well as by 28 House members from Florida, saying that the Interior Department plan would put the state's thriving tourism industry at risk and disrupt military operations in key training areas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump hosting the 2025 Kennedy Center honorees in the Oval Office for a medal presentation ceremony. The recipients are actors Sylvester Stallone, singers Gloria Gaynor and George Strait, and the rock band Kiss. The president said he was about 98% involved in choosing them. Breaking news at townhall.com. CBS will host Erica Kirk.
CBS News says it will host a primetime town hall event next week with Erica Kirk, widow of assassinated activist Charlie Kirk. She'll be interviewed by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss for the event, scheduled to be telecast at 8 p.m. Eastern on December 13th. Kirk has taken over as head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, which was founded by her husband. She'll be questioned by young evangelicals and religious and political leaders as part of an invited CBS audience. Keith Peters, Washington.
A mass shooting at a bar near Pretoria, South Africa, has left at least 12 people dead, including three children. Police say the shooting occurred early Saturday at an unlicensed bar in the Salisbury Township, another 13 being treated at the hospital. Authorities searching for three suspects. South Africa has the highest homicide rates in the world. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. with friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a Money Pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. I hope you had a great meal with your family and your friends and you didn't walk away with a whatever cold congestion thing you've got going on like me, Leslie Segretti. Maybe you didn't recognize my voice, but that's me. And I've got Jimmy over here who's laughing. He's loving this.
That's right, Leslie. I'm laughing at you and your current vocal condition.
Dude, why do you sound better when I sound terrible?
Well, I feel for it. Hey, you know how we talked about Thanksgiving? And a couple of years ago, we started going to restaurants instead because it's less work. I'm an aging mother and less work for my sisters, et cetera.
You also could cook the dinner, Jim. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I could. So like I said, so what we ended up doing this year, we made near reservations, and we ended up doing it at home anyway.
You did?
You know, Grandma Rose wants to have Thanksgiving at home. We have Thanksgiving at home. My sisters do the lion's share of the work, by all means.
I mean, I can't believe also that your sister, you allowed her to cook after that, you know, food poisoning incident of 30 years
well,
ago that
yeah.
will never let her live down.
I still think she should throw those shrimp out. I mean... She saves everything, that girl.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you had a new tradition, kind of an old new
tradition.
Yeah, I kind
of went back a little old school. It was,
cool. Delicious.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's great. Well, you guys, you know, it's kind of a really super busy time of year. So we know you've got a lot to get to, so we'll jump right into the Money Pit here. Are you planning to host family and friends who have little kids this holiday season? Well, you may have the guest towels ready and the fridge stocked, but is your home safe for those curious crawlers and toddlers on the move? Coming up, we're going to share smart, stress-free tips to quickly baby-proof your space so everyone from your guests to the kids can just relax and enjoy their visit. You don't need to overhaul your whole house, you guys. Just a few strategic tweaks can make all the difference. We've got that. Plus, before you dive head first into holiday shopping, we want you to just kind of take a beat because we're going to share the secrets to smart spending this season, from the best time to buy tools and appliances to how to spot real deals and skip the fakes. Save money and sanity before the holiday frenzy maxes out your credit card. But if it's going to max out your credit cards, guys, make sure you're getting travel points. I feel like that should be a spinoff of our show here, Jim. Travel points on your credit cards.
Hey, if you got them, use them, right?
Seriously. And also, if you're thinking about a big home project for next year, don't wait until the thaw. We're going to share why the winter is actually the best time to plan for your spring home improvements, from finding the right contractor to locking in materials before the prices rise. Start early, and you're going to be way ahead of the hammer swing when the weather warms up. So lots to get to between all the eating, the decorating, and the shopping. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Hello, Lynn in New Hampshire. You've got Leslie Segretti on the line, and she's ready to talk to you about cedar siding. What's happening?
I have a house that the town says was built in 1750. I don't know how long old the siding is. I purchased it in 2009, and the siding was old then. Did have it washed and bleached to get all the little stuff that was growing on it off. I was thinking this year that I would protect it with something. Someone else said I didn't need anything.
Yeah, so what I think you're talking about is cuprinol, which is a fine product, and it's a wood preservative. But I don't know how much UV protection it actually has in it. And that's really what you're trying to do here, because natural cedar, sure, it's resistant to insects, but it's not resistant to the sun. And if you expose it, that cedar shingle is going to crack, it's going to dry out, it's going to split. So you do want to protect it. So we're going to give you two options here. If you want to put on something that's totally natural, it's not going to change the color at all, you would do boiled linseed oil. And it has to be boiled. You want to make sure that that linseed oil says boiled, because if it just says linseed oil, it will never, ever dry. And linseed oil really does a great job at protecting the cedar shingles. It doesn't change the color. It works really, really well. Now, the other option is, if you do want to change the color, color, you could apply a solid color stain. But you would use a primer first, and generally with cedar, we would recommend an oil-based primer because the tannins in the cedar can break down the bond between the paint and the shingle. So if you prime it, it kind of seals in those tannins, and then you can use a solid color stain. And stain does come in a couple of levels of transparency, semi-transparent, solid color. But I wouldn't recommend the semi-transparent here because it does have less pigment in it. And a solid color, you're still going to see that grain of the wood, but there's more pigment in it, so it's going to last longer. And if you follow the directions and prep everything the right way, you could get that stain on your siding to last a good 10 years. And, you know, it's all about the process of it. It will last as long as that manufacturer says if you do the steps correct in the beginning. If you kind of fudge the steps, you know, maybe you'll get 5 years out of it. And painting a house is a big project, so you kind of want to space out how often you do it. You really shouldn't be skipping that first step because everybody kind of just wants to skip the primer and get right to the paint. I mean, it's interesting. It's something that you put on, but you don't see it. And so you're like, yeah, I'm not going to spend the money on it. I don't see it. But what you don't see is the adhesion that it's giving you. And so if you don't prime, the paint isn't going to last. It's going to peel off. You're going to be painting more often. It's going to get even more expensive. If you want to go with the boiled linseed, you can do that too. I mean, you can also pick up a super small container and just kind of try it and see what you think.
So it will protect it from water, and you said, and the UV light.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome, Lynn. Good luck with the project. All right. Bye. Thanks so much for taking the time this busy holiday season to be with the Money Pit. Coming up, are you planning to host family and friends who have little ones this holiday season? Well, it may have been a long time since you've had a small person in your house, and you might not be ready for all those crawlers and toddlers who are super curious. Coming up, we're going to help you to sort of get everything in tip-top shape and a little bit baby-proofed so that all of your guests can relax with just a few strategic tweaks. That's coming up next. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more.
It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, whose voice may be kind of coming back. I feel like I'm just using it a lot, so maybe it's going to get back into shape by the end of this hour.
Rebounding.
We'll see. It might crash and burn, but we'll find out in the next few moments.
You can
of the show.
Do it.
I can. Well, you guys, this is the busiest but also most wonderful time of the year. And your kitchen is in like a holiday cooking marathon. And that is super, super tough on that space, especially your range hood filter. There's grease buildup. It could hurt the performance, but it can also become a huge fire hazard. So take that hood. If you've got a metal filter, you can soak it in hot soapy water mixed with baking soda. Rinse it and dry it completely before you reinstall it. It's a simple 10-minute job that will keep your kitchen cleaner, your air freshener, and your turkey safe from those unexpected flare-ups. We've got that and more coming up. But first, back to our callers. Jim, who do we have next?
Okay, we're heading out to Maine, where Carol's got an electrical problem. And, Leslie, you already know my answer when it comes to electrical.
Hire a pro.
If that was here, what the question is, maybe not.
All right, maybe not.
But if you got to ask some questions, there's your answer.
Maybe you should not be doing it. All right, let's hear what Carol's got going on.
We are doing replacing some outlets, older outlets, and the outlets that we are taking out have two black wires and two red wires, and our question is, do we need to replace both of those black wires and both of those red wires on the new receptacle?
All right. So, Carol, when you're removing this outlet and you're replacing the receptacle, you should see black wires and red wires. And generally, those should be the hot live wires. And then you should have some white wires that would be the neutral. And this is all a should be. If your house has been wired incorrectly in any way, it might not be correct. And if you accidentally put a white wire to a black wire, you could cause a short, like tripping or even a fire. So what I would say, if you're unsure about this in any way, it's better to consult an electrician. But generally, when you're replacing outlets, it's wire for wire. So black to black, red to red, white to white. You want to make sure that you're connecting everything the way that it should go. So if you're asking the questions, I would say maybe hire a pro. And generally, with smaller projects like this, it's kind of good to, you know, have a couple of them around, change all the receptacles in one room, or
get the most bang for your buck. Yeah, because they're there anyway. Yeah,
exactly. Because they're going to be there. They're going to charge you for the hour rather than having something that's done super quick. Put a bunch of stuff together and get all of those projects done. You know, maybe add a ground fault circuit interrupter if those outlets don't have them, which it sounds like maybe you don't have in this house since things seem a little bit older with the wiring. From a safety standpoint, you know, anything that involves the risk of death, electricity, it's not something I like to tackle. I understand how much of it works, but like I sort of cut my losses at changing light fixtures. I'm like, great, did it. I don't want to do anything where there's a huge risk to myself or my family.
Absolutely.
So for you, I would say get that pro in, do a bunch of projects at once, and then you know for sure that everything's going to be great and you can sleep well at night.
And the flip side of that is, Carol, if you do decide to do it or yourself or have somebody do it, take a picture as you're taking it apart so you can see exactly. Because what happens if you take it apart and you don't do it right then and there, there's a real good chance you're going to forget what wire went where.
Yeah.
Just take a picture.
Oh, and Carol, I didn't say it, but make sure that power is off.
Let's back up a little, shall we?
Power off. Wire for wire. Be safe. I think we fixed it. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and that means a lot of people are stopping by, and some may even spend a night or two. So are you hosting friends or family for the holidays? Are they bringing babies or toddlers along? Well, there's one thing you may not have thought about: making your home safe for those little explorers. You know, whether they're over for a few hours or a few days, there are quick ways that you can baby-proof your space that will give peace of mind to everyone, especially the parents. Now, maybe it's been a long time since you've had really little ones at home, so where do you start? First up, start at the floor level. Babies and toddlers live down low, so take a look at your home from their eye level. Get down on your hands and knees. Check for dangling cords from blinds or lamps. You can temporarily tie those blind cords up to keep them out of reach. Lamp cords and whatnot, you can zip tie so that they are safe and secure. Look for loose items like remote controls, coasters, small decorations that can become a choking hazard. Just kind of keep those things out of reach. And uncovered outlets that are down low, you can pick up those simple plastic plug covers for like next to nothing at the home center. Just pick up a bunch, cover all those plugs. Now, if your guests are staying overnight or longer, you have to remember that kids seriously look at everything as if it is a play structure, and they will think of any and every way to climb something. So anchor any tippy furniture, like a bookcase, a dresser, a console, with safety straps if you have them handy, or at the very least, remove those tempting items from the top shelves to deter the climbing. Now, you can use baby gates as well. Keep them at your staircases or block access to unsafe rooms like a bathroom, a kitchen, a laundry room. And even before you go out and spend the money, why not post on your neighborhood's mom and dad's page or like your local town page? Because I'm sure someone has one that they can lend to you. It's no harm in asking before you go out and buy one. And then lock it down. You want to make sure the kiddos can't get into places that house potentially dangerous items. So cabinets and drawers, if kids are crawling or walking, you can grab those temporary cabinet locks. Worst case, you can just get some painter's tape. It kind of deters them by, you know, taping that cabinet or that drawer closed. Plus, also, it gives you a very good clue if somebody has been into that space. And bathroom products, cleaners, medicine, just place that up high or truly lock it away in a cabinet. Remember that what's under your sink is now fair game to curious hands, and they will open that cabinet, trust me. Now, you know where everything is laid out in your home, but your guests don't, especially the kids. So help stop those boo-boos before it happens. You can put...
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company, Once Upon a Christmas Night, or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Or more particularly ice and snow, it drops off onto the garage floor and starts to go in different low spots on the floor. A lot of it goes directly towards the wall of our house. So I'm wondering if there's anything we can do to correct that problem without having to remove the floor.
Hey, Bill, did you know Jim is from Michigan? wasn't sure. So I think the issue here is when you're with sort of a floor that's not level, and it's kind of got some runoff and you're getting it in different low spots, you kind of want to correct all of those different areas. And there's actually a self-leveling compound out there. I remember when I first bought my home, and it was really a long time ago, 23 years ago, the basement had a concrete floor. It had some areas of unevenness. And Tom was like, oh, you want to use Abitron. I kept calling it Abacus. That is not the correct answer.
Abacab and, you know.
All right. Abacab.
There you go.
Thank you. But no. Abitron, and it's a self-leveling compound, and I mean, it mixes up super-duper-duper easy. It's sort of epoxy-based. You pour it out, it kind of self-levels on all of the areas that you need to, so you don't even need to, like, pour it over the whole floor surface, just sort of that area of unevenness in the surrounding, and you'll see that it does the work for you. And then once you've sort of leveled everything out and sort of reinforced everything in that way of levelness, then you can make any repair that you need to with the floor.
I was afraid you were going to suggest that, because the problem is the floor is sitting on precast concrete beams, because we have a spare storage space underneath the garage, so the water drips down there. So we could do that, I guess, but I don't know the likelihood of being able to take concrete off of those.
Yeah, again, I really do just think it's a floor-leveling compound that you have to look at to sort of make those repairs. And in Michigan, where, you know, Jim is from, and you, you don't have to worry about those sort of temperature swings, because when you use these leveling compounds, it's really meant to provide good adhesion. So it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to chip off, and you're not going to want to get it off. I mean, but truly, if you're uncomfortable with this, you could have a pro come in and build some forms to get this floor level just correct, and then you would remove them as you go on and so forth.
Would you suggest a concrete contractor? Do you think they would be familiar with the options there?
Yeah, I mean, you could even have to do about 2 or 3 inches depending on the level, you know, the areas of unevenness. But there's different approaches. I think this is something you could attempt to do yourself, but if you're not comfortable, definitely go with a pro.
I appreciate that.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Bill. This is the Money Pit. Before you dive headfirst into holiday shopping, take a pause. We're going to share the secrets to smart spending this season, from the best times to buy tools and appliances to how to spot the real deals and skip the fake ones. Save money and sanity before the holiday frenzy maxes out your credit card. All right, we're going to have that and more after this.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Did a single company save the stock market from crashing into a recession?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Tech powerhouse NVIDIA's earnings report did not disappoint. But what does that tell you about the value of AI? This cannot save the market forever.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can the nexus of two populist leaders make New York City great again? And what would that even look like? Find out on this edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, Skywatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. You guys, what are you working on this holiday weekend? Perhaps you're just working on digesting that gigantic meal you ate a few days ago. Mm. Whatever it is, we won't judge. Chill out. Watch some football. Have some leftovers.
No, I'll judge. I'll judge him. You don't have to judge him.
I won't, because I wish I was in that spot. I'm going to say, move on over and share that cozy blankie. I want to watch the game, too.
Go Lions.
Well, whatever it is, guys, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT so we can help you with all of your projects. Let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's next?
Doug is in Rhode Island, Leslie, and he's got a question about a really cool plumbing product, in my opinion, and they're called Shark Bites. Tell us what you're working on, Doug.
Yeah, I'm in the process where I'm planning to change my two outside faucets to the type that where the actual shut off is like a foot within the house, inside the house, to avoid having to shut down everything in the winter because it'll drain from a foot inside the house. I'm not sure what they call that mechanism, but I'm thinking rather than have to deal with soldering any pipes in tight quarters, I'm thinking of using the shock bite product that eliminates any soldering. And so I basically want your opinion on that.
Yeah, Doug, that's really kind of the perfect application for something like this. It's basically a push-to-connect fastener, and then you press it on one end of the pipe and then press it on the other, and it kind of makes this permanent watertight seal. It's a great product for that exact reason, because you do not have to solder. And a lot of times when you do install those hose bib valves, that's basically what you're talking about here. And what's awesome about it is solder-free connection. You do have to invest a little bit, of course, in the tools that actually crimp and make that connection for you. So it is a little bit more money up front. But think about all the possibilities of what you can do. You know, if you're in a tough spot or in a crawl space or working near wood floor, this is really the perfect tool and the perfect product for that. And by the way, if you make a mistake, you can take them apart. Of course, that's another special tool that you'll need, and it's oddly called a tongue. I feel like all of these things have strange names.
No, we're over here. This one we got to take apart.
Not yours, Jim.
Oh.
It's an actual tool called the tongue.
Oh, that makes way more sense. Okay.
Yes, and thankfully you can speak again from your home state of Michigan. But what happens with the tongue is it kind of just goes into that shark bite connection and releases it. So it releases that mechanism that holds the pipe so you can take it apart. And again, all of these tools are kind of a couple of dollars each. It's something that you're going to want to pick up because, you know, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's really an awesome way to make a perfect plumbing connection.
Does it just work forever, or?
I mean, it's kind of like a Chinese finger puzzle. Is that okay to call it that? You know, those stretchy straw things that you put your two fingers in?
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you go to pull your fingers out, you can't unless you're pushing it in. So that's really the only way you can get the shark bite connection apart is by pushing it back together. So I think it's pretty sturdy.
I know they were, you know, maybe a little more pricey than using solder and fittings, but it seems like a more practical application, and as you mentioned, being in a tight spot.
Yeah, and exactly. It's a lot less expensive than perhaps causing a house fire by, you know, not correctly using a soldering torch.
Yeah, right.
All right, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, the holidays are here, and while it's the season for giving, it's also the season when our wallets tend to take a hit. But before you splurge on that shiny new power tool or that big screen TV, it pays literally to know when to shop and how to get the most bang for your buck. Whether you are upgrading your appliances, investing in home tech, or just hunting for a deal, smart spending starts with timing and strategy. And holiday sales are specifically about timing. Now, tools and DIY gear, your best deals show up around Black Friday and into early December. Retailers like Lowe's, Home Depot, even Ace Hardware, they run doorbusters on everything from drills to pressure washers. And a pro tip here, if it's a cordless tool, look out for those bundle kits. It comes with extra batteries and chargers, and it actually makes them cheaper than buying the items a la carte. Appliances, November and January are kind of the sweet spots. Retailers need to clear inventory before those new models hit in the spring, so you will find deep discounts on last year's dishwashers, washers, and refrigerators. And smart home tech like doorbells, thermostats, and speakers are almost always marked down before Christmas. Just keep an eye out for bundled savings like a free smart plug with your thermostat. Now, you also want to do your homework before you buy. Impulse deals are the biggest budget killers, so before hitting add to cart, take a minute. Check the product reviews, especially for a lesser-known brand. Compare extended warranty offers. Sometimes the store's plan isn't as good as the manufacturer's. You also want to think long-term savings. It's really easy to get caught up in those flashy discounts, but focus on the value. You want to choose Energy Star appliances and LED lighting upgrades. Those will pay you back every month in those lower energy bills. Consider refurbished tech items from certified sellers. Many will come with full warranties and can cost 20 to 40% less than new. And for tools, quality over quantity is key. One reliable drill is going to outlast three cheap ones. Remember, guys, gifts don't need to be store-bought. If you're crafty, a homemade gift like a wooden serving tray or a custom picture frame or a hand-painted toolbox will not only save cash, but it definitely adds that personal touch. You're giving something meaningful, and you're avoiding the chaos of last-minute mall runs. So this holiday season, shop with purpose, not pressure. Wait for the right deal, focus on quality, and invest in upgrades that will last long after the wrapping paper's gone. Smart spending isn't about being cheap, it's about being strategic. Happy holidays from the Money Pit. Are you thinking about a big home project next year? Well, don't wait until the winter's over. Coming up, we're going to share why winter is actually the best time to plan for your spring home improvements. From finding the right contractor to locking in those materials before the prices rise, if you start early, you're going to be way ahead of everybody else when the weather warms up. We'll have that and more after this. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I've found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it's that time of year when you need to pick up holiday gifts for your loved ones. If you're shopping for a DIYer or you want to make your own life easier, a cordless screwdriver.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrew Wellness and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Alvey. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro-arts businesses.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Come back and put Hartman in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever.
Is there like a closet or a pantry that you could take that floor out and repurpose in this area?
Yes.
All right. Well, then that's a good solution for you, because a good carpenter can actually cut out that floor in this less visible area and only cut out enough of it to do this repair in the kitchen. And then they sort of cut out the bad board and put in the good board, and they do it in a way where it really blends in very naturally. And this way, you're getting the exact stain, the exact flooring, albeit it might not have seen as much wear and tear as that area, so you could notice a little bit of difference. But I really think no one is going to be the wiser, and you're getting the exact match to replace those damaged boards. And now what you would put in that closet, you could do entirely different flooring. You could put some boards in or restain that whole area because it's smaller. So there's definitely a way to do this that's not going to be hugely terrible, but this one definitely involves a pro carpenter to help you out.
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than resanding everything.
Oh, yeah, it's way better than resanding the whole floor. All right, good luck with that project. Well, it may be cold outside, but believe it or not, right now is the best time to start planning your spring and summer home improvement projects. Whether you're dreaming of a new deck, a kitchen remodel, or even a home addition, the work that leads to a smooth, successful project starts long before the first hammer swings. So you want to get your wish list in order and just start by writing down what you want to do and then kind of prioritize that. Think about what's most important to your home's comfort, value, and maintenance. Now, maybe it's replacing old siding, updating your bathroom, or finally tackling that outdoor living space. And once you've got that list, rank each project by urgency and budget, because that's going to help you decide what's realistic for this coming season and what you might need to wait for. Now, you want to lock in the right pros early, because spring is contractor crunch time. So by the time the snow melts, most good contractors are already booked months in advance. So use these colder months to research the local pros, check their reviews on verified sites, ask for references from recent jobs, follow up with those homeowners, schedule those consultations now. You're going to get better pricing, more availability, and time to plan your project properly. Especially if your work involves design or structure, now's the perfect time to meet with architects or designers. They can draw up the plans, they can handle the permits, because those can take weeks, sometimes even months, so it's better to start early. Now, you can also shop and compare materials. Even though you might not be buying anything just yet, this is prime time to research and price out all of the materials. You can visit showrooms for tile and flooring and countertops. You're going to get ahead of the spring crowd and maybe even catch a few off-season sales. Also, keep an eye on supply chain lead times, especially for windows, doors, or custom finishes. And if you're ordering anything special, place those orders now so that you're not stuck waiting when that weather does warm up. Now, when it comes to budget, you want to set a realistic budget and kind of cushion it because materials and labor costs can fluctuate. So build in a 10 to 15% buffer for those uh-oh moments because every project is going to have one, maybe even three. So you got to be ready for it. And if you're planning major upgrades, check with your lender now about financing options like a home equity line of credit or energy efficiency rebates that you might qualify for. So while the snow is falling, do your homework. Dream, design, plan. This way, when spring finally hits, you will be ready to hit the ground running with the right team, the right materials, and the right plan to make your project a success.
If selling your home is part of your New Year's plans, don't just list it, stage it for success. Coming up, Leslie shares how a few small changes can make a big impact on buyers, from decluttering and neutralizing your space to the half-full closet trick that instantly makes the room feel bigger. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Someone asked me, I said, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? And I said, I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. So, Alina, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
I want to go to college to get a business management degree and then have my own business. So hopefully in 3 or 4 years, I have my own business.
What kind of business are you thinking about?
Like a salon for cosmetology, learn how to do hair and stuff. My mom inspired me. She been doing hair since I was young.
Jake, do you have any wisdom to share about starting a business?
You know, I think you're making the right path because business is much more than just the actual thing that you're doing. So I think the business management degree is an excellent choice.
To hear more and to help us introduce
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. Welcome back this holiday weekend to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and it's time now for Jim's most favorite part of the hour, the emails. I kind of feel like you need your own theme song here, Jim.
I thought I'm just giving your voice a little break. All right, Leslie, we've got an email here from Dave, and Dave says, we're looking to purchase a home built in the mid-1990s. What are the biggest changes in construction and building codes from the 90s to today? Good question. Are there any drawbacks to houses built around that time? Huh.
I mean, I feel like in the 90s, it was like a housing boom. People were just building, 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 and maybe not with the most durable materials. But it was after a time when you had really good structure and the homes were built, you know, to stand the test of time. But I would say mostly 1990s era homes probably suffer more wear and tear than a home that's even older than that. So your systems probably are going to be fine. The heating and cooling, they may be old, but it's probably something that a good home inspection will tell you. A home inspector is going to kind of go through everything and tell you what needs to be immediately repaired, what could be a future project, and they can spot all of those things well in advance. And you're going to want to have that sort of in your pocket so you know how to handle the things that will come up. Code-wise, codes have gotten better. I think there's probably more ground fault codes today. Certainly carbon monoxide detectors is a code change from that time period. I'm thinking there's a lot more that's relevant to a home that, you know, makes a big difference for your safety. So that's great. And your windows are probably ready for replacement if they've not been done yet, because you can get 30 years or so out of a window. So you've got a couple of things. But again, that home inspection is going to be key in kind of lining up what to do first, what's most important. But good job, you guys. Congrats on the house.
Well, if your home feels small and you're planning to move, staging the home before potential buyers show up can help create a positive first impression. But staging almost always involves getting rid of a lot of what made your home crowded in the first place. Leslie explains how this is in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you're thinking about selling your home in the new year, now is the perfect time to get it buyer ready. One of the biggest mistakes that sellers make is holding on to too much stuff. Remember, most buyers are moving because they've outgrown their current home. So if your house feels crowded or cluttered, it's going to feel more like their problem than their solution. So you want to start by cleaning out extra furniture, personal collections, keep things simple and open so that buyers can easily manage their own stuff and their own life in your space. And when it comes to style, kind of aim for neutral. Those dramatic accent walls or oversized vintage pieces that you might love could distract those buyers who don't really share your same design style. The goal is to make your home feel inviting, but not overly personal. And here's a pro tip. Buyers are nosy, and who can blame them? They're going to want to peek inside the closet and the cabinet. So make sure that those spaces are only about half full. You want everything to feel like, oh my God, there's so much space. Look at all the space and how organized. I could also do that. It's kind of a trick there, but you got to do it. Now, a few well-placed mirrors can also go a long way towards making rooms feel bigger and brighter. And for decor, remember, less is more. Stick to just a few clean groupings of two or three pieces to give that space polish without clutter. And when it comes to staging, just think of it this way. The less you in the room, the more they can see themselves living there. And that's what sells a home. All right, that's a wrap for this hour of The Money Pit. We covered a lot, from smart ways to stage your home for a faster, more profitable sale, to planning ahead for those spring projects when it's just too chilly to get to work outside. And of course, we squeezed in a few smart spending and prep ideas to help you stay ahead of the game this season. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Stay warm, stay inspired. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Are you restoring a classic car, or do you just need replacement lines for your daily driver? Then you need Classic 2.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. Brian Kilmeade Show. What a week we've had. People did. I came up to me before and said, how was Thanksgiving? And I thought, this year? I mean, it does seem like 2 years ago, Thanksgiving. It's just how crazy things are these days with the stories breaking out of the White House in and around Venezuela. You factor in what's going on with the capture of the would-be bomber on January 6th of 2021, finally getting the guy. There's just so much going on. Brett Baer is standing by, Gerard Baker, editor-at-large of the Wall Street Journal, bottom of the hour. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
You commit crimes, you go to jail. Doesn't matter what your race is, what your ethnicity, religion. But demonizing the entire group of people by their race and their ethnicity is something I was hoping we'd never have to see.
Yeah, Governor Tim Walz, lifeless should take advice from you. Bigger than anyone thought. The Minnesota billion-dollar social services scam is turning out to be bigger than anyone could have imagined. Fingers are pointing to the Somali community, headed by Ilhan Omar, including one of her top aides arrested. We have the story most of the media is choosing to ignore.
Number two.
This issue raises what really is a classic in the literature about use of force. And there's extensive discussion by lawyers, thoughtful people at the time, about what morality requires you to do in wartime. That kind of debate is what we need to be having now. And instead, it's beginning to be the usual sharp disagreement between Republicans and Democrats.
I hear you. By Washington Post, David Ignatius, there's only really one person causing an argument. The Republicans never argue with President Obama when he was killing terrorists for 8 years to the tune of 575 times, sometimes double taps, sometimes triple taps. Drug boat bombing explained off the coast of Venezuela as Dems foolishly just won't let it go. We bring you the post-game briefing that should have answered all the questions.
Number one.
Now, Trump's economic plans has always been very, very simple. Cut taxes, cut regulation, and make energy cheaper. The one thing he can't do on this tour is tell people things are great for them when they're not.
They're about to be. That's what the focus should be, Byron York. Game plans hatched for the Dems and Republicans. The bud wars for both affordability, as Dems will make sure the country is unaffordable by causing it, and the GOP is in a race to fix it as Trump takes the wheel for the last time, eyeing the midterms, and which will be a quality final 2 years of his administration or a frustrating one as they go for investigations and who knows, maybe even impeachment. By the way, the big thing happening in Washington today is the World Cup draw. What is significant about that? Every team is in the hopper, 48 teams. They're all going to play a guaranteed three games. There's going to be over 100 games around the country, 144. And it's really going to be across the country, Mexico and Canada. And they're expected to be a billion people watching. Brett Baer, more of a golfer than soccer fan, but will he be watching the World Cup? That is the only reason why we booked him, to find out about his soccer fandom and passion. Brett, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely will be watching, and it'll be on Fox. And, yeah, I think my kids are way into it.
Really?
I'm getting into it. Yeah.
Compare that to where you were in 94 when it was here before. Did you even know what was happening in 94?
I'm pretty sure I knew it was happening. I think I went to a bar in Washington at one point early in the morning and watched all these people cheering. I think it's exciting. I think it's going to be an amazing thing for the country with all the things that are happening with the 250th. And then you've got the World Cup, and you know it's a fun event tonight because they do this draw with the President of Mexico and the Canadian Prime Minister and President Trump, and I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be great. It's going to be also good. Maybe we can get a trade deal out of it with everybody in the same room because we do have to update USMCA. So yesterday the big drama was the admiral who called up the double tap off the coast of Venezuela September 2nd was able to explain himself, and nobody was able to confirm that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, said kill everybody. So Democrats must have been frustrated on that. So after watching it and the follow-up strike, Senator Tom Cotton said this, cut 25.
I want to thank Admiral Bradley and General Kane for coming to brief about the strikes on September 2nd, which were righteous strikes. These are narco-terrorists who are trafficking drugs that are destined for the United States to kill thousands of Arkansans and millions of Americans. The first strike, the second strike, and the third and the fourth strike on September 2nd were entirely lawful and needful, and they were exactly what we'd expect our military commanders to do.
So he's chairman of Armed Services and a former, he's a veteran and infantry member. Senator Chris Coons, in the same briefing, same question, 27.
Did you come away with that same impression?
I did not.
Well, how do you guys come up with such different conclusions?
I don't know.
What do you think's the reason they have such different conclusions, Brett Baer? Think about it for a second. Don't rush to answer.
They're on both sides of the aisle.
Thank you.
Opposite sides. I think, you know, Senator Cotton was very specific, and he answered the question at length. He kept on going, and he was asked, you know, was there a kill or all order from Secretary Hegseth? And he said no, that the Admiral Bradley was clear that that was not given, no such order to give no quarter or kill them all. And then, you know, there's this debate about whether the guys were really getting back on the boat and flipping it over to try to save the rest of the drugs and call their guys to pick them up. I mean, I don't understand why Republicans can say, I saw that, and the admiral could say that, but Democrats could say, I saw two innocent people struggling to stay alive. I don't get it.
I don't give him a pass on it. That's one time when you're on those committees, intelligence and armed services, you almost think they're a cut above. And Senator Warner was just as bad. Coons was semi measured, but Jim Hines was absolutely painting the most ridiculous picture as if he was shaken to the core. And I think the analogy works. It was written up. We talked about it on this show. Mark Thiessen wrote about it. You cannot be outraged by these strikes. And at the same time, President Obama did not want to fill up Gitmo. So he was killing terrorists through drone strikes for 8 years to the tune of over 500 people. The guy was blowing up weddings, innocent people. A lot of times they didn't survive the first strike, so he went at them again with a second. Human Rights Watch chronicled it. Stanford did a study on it. So this is a fact. I mean, does Democrats even acknowledge that?
Yeah, I don't. They don't talk about it, and I think they should have been asked after that that hearing about that very question.
So the thing is, looking at the big picture, the president's got a lot of assets in the area, and he's waiting for one thing to happen: Maduro to go. You know, there's a lot of speculation in Miami and other places that when he disappears for a day or two, they think he escaped. The president reportedly offered him, "You can leave with your family, go somewhere else. You can't stay." If he stays, it looks like he won. So there might be a little pressure on the administration led by this operation. It seems to be led by National Security Advisor Rubio. So your thoughts about how this plays out, Brett, as time wears on?
Well, I mean, I do think that this was a giant pressure campaign to get to Maduro. And, you know, whether he takes a golden parachute and goes someplace that Russia and China would like him to go, or that's the end result of all this buildup. I think if you're going to say we're going to do land operations soon, you can only say that for a few days before you do land operations.
And that's what the president said.
We're getting to that point now. And it's one way or the other. I think if I had to bet, I would say Maduro takes the cue, but I don't know.
I know it's interesting because you have some Republicans like Rand Paul who are going to bring legislation up to essentially to call off this whole operation and incite the War Powers Act. Are there any of the Republicans joining that in the Senate that you know of?
I don't. I don't know of any other Republicans besides Rand Paul. I know, you know, the Democrats will be on, and Tim Kaine is leading it with Rand Paul. And it'll be an authorization bill that essentially says the administration has to come to Congress for authorization for a land attack in Venezuela. And the president will say it's well within his right to do what he's doing.
Brett Baer, our guest. And by the way, his book is a perfect Christmas gift to rescue the American spirit, Teddy Roosevelt and the birth of a superpower. And of course, you have the Brett Baer podcast. But the book is great, especially because bestseller. You're guaranteed people know about it in your family, especially if you're a Brett Baer fan. And you can get it now. So you got a couple of weeks. So Brett, just talking about affordability, both sides are embracing it. Is one side is saying it's the Republicans' fault that the prices are high, and the Republicans say, "Are you kidding me?" Here's J.D. Vance, cut four.
And I think that next year in American growth and American prosperity could be the best year that we've had in the United States of America. It's going to happen because we're all working hard. It's going to happen because we have the greatest country in the world. But I think for congressional Democrats in particular, if they want to talk about affordability, they ought to look in the mirror. We are fixing what they're broken. We're proud to do it. It's the job that we were elected to do. But I think 2026 is going to be the year where this economy really takes off.
And that's their best way of holding both chambers. It's going to be in the economy, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that you know, there's a lot of optimism coming from the administration when they look in their crystal ball to Q1 and Q2. You listen to Treasury Secretary Bessent, you listen to the Vice President, you listen to the President. They feel like everything's going to click. They just need it to do that. And Byron York, in one sense, is right that the President can't say things are great if people don't feel it, but they're betting, and they put a big bet that people are going to feel it.
Yeah, I guess it's all about their action plan and see where we go from here. Your thought about the president going out on the road again as if he's on the ballot, but is starting right away as early as next week?
Well, I think it's smart. It's smart because you look at those polls, he's upside down in a lot of different perceptions around the country. Now, polls are polls, and you can argue about who are you asking, et cetera, and is that really an accurate picture? It's a snapshot, and all the polls are tracking roughly the same way, and they have their own internal polls that show them. So it's a necessity that the American people think he's focusing on them and domestic issues, even though he can still walk and chew gum at the same time.
I understand that. So Brett, do you want to name your panel yet, or do you want to call them first?
I'm going to call them. I'm going to give them a shot. we haven't named the panel yet.
You have not.
But Brigham will be right. No, not yet.
All right. Brett Baer, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the draw today.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win the draw?
Well, I mean, you got all these groups that are going to be set up. And the thing that I love about it is everybody knows the NCAA tournament and the number one seeds and number two seeds. So think about that. Now, for the first time since we're hosting, we're going to be treated like a top seed, which means there will be lesser teams, theoretically, than us in our group. You follow me? So as if we're Duke.
Yeah.
As if Duke didn't have to play a regular season. They just said, well, you're Duke, put them up there. So as a host city, we'll get that. We have to get out of our group into the knockout round, which will be quarterfinals. The furthest we ever got was quarterfinals, lost 1-0 to Germany. If America wants to make their legacy and make soccer a super sport, our country has to get to the finals. And I believe this is the most international players we've ever had. We've got 8. If they, you know, all 8 make the roster. And this is best America has played in quite some time. So I am optimistic we can do something. So that's
my
breakdown.
It is important what we draw in our group.
Totally. Exactly. I mean, people can understand this. You could have 2 teams in your group. Every year there's a group of death where they put 4 teams in a group and they're all fantastic. You want to avoid the group of death. Only the first 2 go forward.
I mean,
forward.
Usually you do.
Right.
Usually you want to avoid the group of death.
Hence the name. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brett, I'm trying to help you. I want you to go. I know you go to the bars on Friday night, carouse with the guys. So I want you to feel competent out there.
All right. I appreciate it. I'm going to take that and use that in my conversation.
And carouse. Thanks so much, Brett.
All right.
I appreciate it. Always love when Brett Baer joins us. He's going to see his show tonight at 6 p.m. Gerard Baker at the bottom of the hour, Wall Street Journal. We'll talk more about the affordability from the X's and O's standpoint. You are listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of death up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Italy accused of dressing up as his mom to collect her pension. The man, whose name hasn't been released by authorities, is the son of Graziella Dall'Olio, who had died in 2022 at the age of 82. Police say the 57-year-old man, who's a former nurse and currently unemployed, did not report her death to authorities. When Dall'Olio's ID expired, the son allegedly put on makeup, a wig, and her clothes to pose as his mother and renew her ID. However, the agent that was processing the application noticed dark hair on the back of his neck and on his chin and tipped off authorities to the alleged crime. Officers then went to the elderly woman's home address and found her mummified body in the laundry closet room wrapped in sleeping bags. The man is accused of concealing a corpse, fraud against the state, impersonation, and forgery of a public document. He's accused of removing fluids from his mother's body with a syringe to prevent decomposition. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Sarah Snook, who leads Peacock's All Her Fault, about a mother searching for her missing son and the mysterious circumstances which unfold from there. Snook spoke about how being a mom added to her perspective on the role.
Yeah, I was only able to draw on that for my own experiences, or my, I've never lost her at all, but the imagination, the world building of that, what it would be like to have the worst thing happen.
Previously starring as Shiv Roy on Succession, she shared what she was looking for in projects following the hit series.
I've been really kind of conscious about putting Succession in a different box. Like, it's not a thing that can ever be topped or compared with, or that was such an amazing experience that was career changing.
And you're also an EP on this for the first time. So what is sort of a takeaway that you can bring to whatever project you do next?
When you're an EP on every project, a different way of inhabiting that role. For me, what was really important was setting a culture on set and to have a kind of everyone's welcome equality.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Lawrence, he is in such an effing bubble that he doesn't even know what average people go through. He's a billionaire. He doesn't worry about paying for groceries. I don't know if he's ever been in a grocery store.
Our country is far too expensive. Donald Trump and Republicans promised to lower costs on day one. Costs haven't gone down. Costs have gone up across the board.
It's insane that you destroy the economy, flood it with money, mandate a vaccine during the pandemic, vilify people that don't, fire the military, put a rescue package we don't need, an Inflation Reduction Act that was deceptive, flood everything with money, watch inflation spike, lose an election, and you say, well, this other guy spends too much and we can't control inflation. But the president actually made it tougher for himself when he said he'd do it on day one. It's impossible. You can't turn around a battleship immediately. It's not a matter of putting in reverse. To go around and go across the ocean, you got to turn it around and then get it going. They're in the process of turning it around, and I think by February you're going to see it really get going. And if it doesn't go, you can't say, well, the other guy screwed up the economy. I understand that. But, I mean, for Hakeem Jeffries not to do anything and say the president hasn't turned anything around is crazy. It reminds me of what Stephen A. Smith said last night, Cut 15.
What I'm saying is that during the campaign, were you doing what it takes to win? You had too many people going after him for stuff that wasn't going to stick. It wasn't going to influence his voters. So what I would say to you, Whoopi, mm-hmm. and what I would say to anybody that doesn't want J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or somebody like that mm-hmm. to succeed him, mm-hmm. focus on what's going to win.
Right. And if you might say affordability is what you think is going to win. All right. But I love a follow-up question to Chuck Schumer, who loves to curse these days, and Hakeem Jeffries. What are you doing? Well, we're going to not give tax cuts to billionaires. Listen, the tax cuts were already in place. It was just a matter of making them permanent. And you're talking about 1.5%. Well, what else would you do? Well, I would reconfigure trade deals. Well, he's already doing that. What else would you do? You'd spend money. That's what they want to do. We want to get money to people. Well, where do you get that money when you're $37 trillion in debt? How do you plan on growing the economy? I mean, the case in point and the best thing to ever happen to Trump for his midterm fortunes, I believe, is Oram Amdami. He says he's going to make everything affordable again. There's nothing about what he wants to do that will make anything affordable. His own grocery stores, freezing rents, not going to work. Allowing homeless encampments to stay in the streets, make things more dangerous. All Trump has to do, as well as other Republicans, and say, look, I could tell you what we're doing about bringing manufacturing back here. I could show you the data centers that are now taking root. I could show you the trade deals that are helping the farmers almost immediately. I could tell you how the defense manufacturers are beginning to really surge stock prices on down. I could show you what the stock market's been doing. And that's what the administration could point to. For the Democrats, you're going to keep saying stuff that I don't think is going to stick, because the follow-up question of what you would do is their epic fail. I got so much more to talk about. Gerard Baker next on the Wall Street Journal. Stick around.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcast from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. The National Safety Council says impairment begins with the first drink. And you should have a plan before you take that first drink. What kind of plans? Well, a designated driver, a taxi or rideshare, or an overnight stay at a friend's home. Any of those options could save a life. The council says even having just a single drink can cause a decline in visual function, mental judgment, and more skills, which all result in driver impairment. The U.S. saw reductions in alcohol-involved crashes in the 80s because the legal driving limit was lowered to 0.08 blood alcohol concentration. The minimum legal drinking age was also increased to 21, and there were more campaigns about the dangers of drinking and driving. But even today, about a third of all traffic fatalities in the U.S. have alcohol blood levels at or above that number. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974.
Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering. Aaron hits it. And there it's hot. It's a home run. And the crowd is going wild.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A preemie baby from New York who was in the NICU for 146 days and finally got to go home makes today's Dean's List. Trinity Alexandria Rose Taylor weighed just 1 pound 14 ounces when she was born at 26 weeks. Doctors called her a micro preemie and a miracle. She faced big challenges with her underdeveloped lung, her heart, and eyesight, but was a fighter every single day. Her parents, Letitia Morris and David Taylor, say her survival is a miracle. The NICU was a second home for Trinity's family, giving her critical care, monitoring, and saying many prayers. And finally, when she was able to go home, the hospital made sure it was a day to remember. Doctors, nurses, and staff all lined the hallways, clapping and cheering as Trinity and her family walked the red carpet. She weighed over 11 pounds when she went home and will now just return for regular checkups going forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think 2026 is going to be a great year. The president set the table. He's done peace deals, trade deals, tax deals. And the economic policy is really a three-legged stool. In Trump 1.0, we had the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So we had tax. But this time, it's also deregulation. And the amount of regulation coming off the books is just astounding. In the U.S., that we've gotten out of the ability to make things and to do things in a productive way. And then the third part is trade. And these trade deals, they are bringing in the trillions of dollars and opening up markets for U.S. companies, bringing manufacturing back to the U.S.
That is the Secretary of Treasury. And this is a game plan. You know, these are the things they're doing. It's going to launch. It's going to affect massive things. Now, one thing is pretty clear. He's done already. Taking certain products in our grocery stores down and doing other things on global trade to bring the rest. And number two, he's bringing down the price of gas. It's now under $3, first time in 4.5 years. So that's significant. If you can get diesel down, which has some, I guess, environmental sulfur that they have to put in there, that they got to contain the sulfur. So it's allowing diesel prices to be higher. Why does that matter? Because that's what trucks run on. They're delivering the food. They're still paying high prices. They got to factor it in somewhere. So everyone eats it, including the customer, in theory. So that's, if you can get diesel down, that'll be the last step. And then suddenly things will be inching down. You'll hit people with how they feel, and then you'll hit them with some numbers to back up what you think. But the economy is going to matter the most, both talking about affordability, but one has credibility when it comes to it. And the other word, as far as I know, I'm open to it. Tell me their plan for bringing prices down. So Jim Farley was on with us on Fox and Friends for Ford Motor Company, the CEO. And he's very happy because in the car business, they're taking down the CAFE standards. Out of nowhere, in order to destroy the gas car industry, the Biden administration decided to make the CAFE standards. You got to get 50 miles to the gallon by 2030. It's impossible. They were saying scientifically, to get a combustion engine that on an F-150 or an SUV with 50 miles to the gallon, it's not going to work. So Trump came in and says, we're knocking it down to 34. So immediately, that helps the price. Immediately, that helps the company. Immediately, it helps the stock. But ultimately, people are going to walk around and say, I got to buy a car. I got to buy groceries. I'm thinking about getting a house. I want to put an extension on. Is it possible? And then who's president? Gerard Baker joins us now from the Wall Street Journal. Gerard, both sides agree on something. Affordability is going to be the key in the midterms. Who's got the better plan?
Look, I think the problem right now, Brian, is we've had these big price increases over the last 5 years, and they come on top of a period when Americans have got used to basically prices being flat, right? So we had this huge surge in inflation under Biden. Prices went up, by basically 25% in the 4 years under Joe Biden. The rate of inflation, that is, the rate at which prices go up year over year has actually declined, but those prices are still way higher. So people are just not happy with the way things are right now in terms of total, the prices they've got to pay for things, because they see them as being much higher than they were 5 years ago. It's not a good situation for anybody, for any governing party to be in, because people are basically dissatisfied with the level of prices, even if the rate of pricing increases is coming down.
So almost everything that Trump is trying to do is to juice the economy. Unlike the previous administration, they were trying to fix the climate and I guess give unions more of a stake in just about everything possible. So some of the Trump things that he has in place, the tax cuts are now permanent and predictable. Some of the tax breaks and the refunds are going to be higher than usual because of everything you can write off, including manufacturing. Do you think people, from what you read and what you understand, do you think people start to feel it in the winter and spring?
Yeah, I think people are not going to be content until they actually see prices stabilizing. Prices are not going to come down, Brian. I mean, that's generally speaking, over a long period of time, prices don't come down. That's been the history of inflation in this country. But they do want to see a stabilization of prices, and we haven't seen that right now. Look, if we get The key thing also is if we get strong growth, if we get growth that actually gives people higher returns in terms of their earnings, in terms of their, you know, what they, you know, the actual real spending power they have, then I think concerns about prices will increase. But until prices stabilize, I think there is going to, and, you know, and that's, by the way, that's not just things like grocery prices. It's obviously things like health insurance, you know, the price of housing, all of those things. They are, you know, they continue to make Americans feel uncomfortable with the cost of living. So if we get some stabilization in the next year, I think people will feel better about it. But until then, I don't see voter discontent significantly changing.
So interesting, because Fox did a poll, and they always tend to be negative to Trump. I'm not sure why. But Fox News poll, the condition of the economy, only 25% say excellent, 76% say fair. Fox News poll, economic conditions, the nation, 25% say economic conditions are positive, 76% say negative. They ask personally, how do you feel? 40% positive, 60% negative. And lastly, the majority of Americans say the cost of goods is up. 85% say it's up. 78% say utilities are up. 67% say health care is up. 66% say housing is up. And 54% say gas is up, which it's not, by the way. Around the country.
Yeah.
So there's a perception problem. How much can you build in with messaging, and how much just will move as a message?
I don't think you could do a lot with messaging, and I think that sort of denying there's a problem, saying affordability is a con job, which the president's doing, is probably not the right way to go right now. It's exactly the problem that Biden, you know, that Biden got himself into by sort of denying that there was actually a problem. So I think messaging can only take you so far. I think, look, we're going to have to see if again, prices, the rate of inflation is actually not that much higher than it has been historically, right? Prices are rising maybe by about 3% a year. The problem is that it comes on top of these huge price increases we've seen over the last 5 years. And actually the onus, the burden on this administration is actually probably greater than it would normally be, not because of any policies that Trump is following, but because of the situation that we've had over the last 5 years. And I think they've got to do messaging is not really going to solve the problem. They've actually got to find, you know, and this is partly the Federal Reserve, it's partly the broader, you know, global economic conditions we live in. Until a rate of price increases starts to stabilize, I don't think people are going to feel good about the cost of living.
How about wages going up?
That will help. I mean, clearly, and we're starting to see that to some extent. You know, a lot of this comes down to productivity, Brian. If you get productivity increases, and we are seeing that thanks in part to AI and some other technological advances, then productivity will increase. The amount of return that goes to workers, that is, you know, in terms of wages, that will increase. So that will help. But again, I still think the overriding pressure is actually on reducing the sense that the cost of living for most people is just out of reach right now.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess we're going to see what happens as the president tries to move things forward. When it comes to utility costs, it's really state run. But when we build these data centers in these states, on surface it looks good. But are the data centers, from what you know, Jerry Baker, are they upping the price of utilities for everybody in that state or that city?
No. So what they're doing is obviously they're providing jobs, they're providing opportunities for people, and that's a good thing. And we're going to see more of that. I think there are going to be many, many more jobs created, thanks to AI investment and things like that. Even though those jobs will replace some jobs that we've been used to, the investment should actually have the effect of lowering prices. It should make the economy more productive. It should make things less expensive. So that is, you know, that's something that, and the more investment we can get here, Brian, the more we can encourage investment, as the president is obviously trying to do, the better for the economy. That will create more jobs. It will actually create more supply, and in the end this is what this is about. It's actually creating supply, and actually when you create more supply, the cost of the goods that you're producing and the services you're producing should start to decline.
We'll see what happens on the economic message. How effective will it be when the president starts going out beginning next week? I mean, this is really his last hurrah. I mean, he might help the Republican candidate, likely to be J.D. Vance. But this is it. He is technically on the ballot because his whole agenda is on the ballot. Do you think that he could be counted on to deliver? Can he deliver some momentum for people voting for his party and not him?
Of course he can. Look, everything we've seen about Donald Trump is that when he's on the ballot, when he is out there as a candidate, as the leading political figure in the country, he gets a lot of support. People like him. They understand that he speaks to them and he speaks in a language that they identify with. So I think, yeah, the more he can do that, the better. I think the problem for Republicans is when he's gone, what is the party's message? What does it stand for? Is it still able to articulate the ideas that Donald Trump has been so effective at articulating? Is it a party that stands for working people? I mean, I do think, Brian, that one of the great political skills of Donald Trump is that he's been able to make the Republican Party a party that represents working people of all backgrounds, of all ethnicities, all parts of the country. Because he speaks their language, whether it's on immigration, whether it's on things like defense and America's role in the world. He's been very good at that. I think the more he gets out and makes the case, the better it will be for Republicans. But obviously, yeah, in 3 years' time, he'll be gone, and the Republicans have got to find somebody else.
You know, it's going to be interesting because the one thing Republicans will run on is the craziness that we saw in the 7th District in Nashville. You know, the woman that doesn't like her own city, a woman that is protesting ICE on camera, who wants to say it's okay to burn down police stations, will not commit to not defunding the police. I mean, who think men can have babies. Yet all the idiocy wrapped up in one candidate, right? She lost by 9.5, which many people think wasn't enough. Do you think Republicans can be effective running on we haven't lost our minds like they have?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. I mean, look, I think again one of the reasons people voted for Donald Trump last year was because he represented
common sense,
and he represented normality, right? Like one of the most effective campaigns he ran. The campaign ad he ran last year, where the ad talked about Kamala Harris supporting people who got taxpayer funds to prisoners, felons who got taxpayer funds to undergo, gender transition surgery, and he said that remember the famous tagline of that, which is that she's for they them, President Trump is for you. That is an incredibly powerful message. The Democrats, you're right, have basically lost their minds on these issues over the last 5 years. And I did think that Afton Bain, her campaign, was a reminder of how far out of the mainstream most of the Democrats have got. So, yeah, I think that remains a big political advantage.
And Jerry, finally, I'm talking about Jerry Baker of the Wall Street Journal. Who has a harder job? The Republicans with their extreme right, pro-Russia, pro-anti-Israel message, who are for against any Venezuelan operation? Or are you think the Democrats have a harder time with their socialist wing? What party's going to have a harder time uniting?
Oh, I think if the Democrats continue on that extreme left, that radical woke, far left political agenda, I think they're still way out of the mainstream of where most Americans want to be. We've done this for 20 years, Brian. We went in that direction. The country, under the Democrats, the country kind of went in a direction most people didn't want to go in. There's still plenty of evidence that's where the Democrats are, that they still believe in that stuff. And so I think that, if Republicans can focus, stuff we talked about at the start, if Republicans can focus on the things that matter to Americans, which is things like affordability and rising prices and immigration, getting control of our borders, getting control of our country's defense and security, they are much more likely to be in touch with where ordinary Americans are than this still far left progressive Democratic Party.
And lastly, Jerry, when you talk about the immigration issue here, the president coming out bluntly saying Somalis don't help us, we're going to freeze all immigration from third world countries, 20 strong, and he's also looking at his State Department to tell Europe to do essentially the same thing. You see the problems they're having with immigration in the UK and in Germany and in Denmark and other places, France especially. Do you think that they understand that their national identity is jeopardized right now?
They've come belatedly to recognize it. Brian, the Europeans have basically been committing suicide for a very long period of time. They've been doing a lot of immigration, basically allowing their countries to be completely, their civilization to be completely overrun, actually denying the legacy of their civilization and denying, you know, the idea that their civilizations are good things. They've actually basically sort of surrendered to alternative civilizations. So they've been doing that for a long time. They've been doing it on things like the crazy, the climate craziness, the extremism of the environmentalism. They've basically been saying, we don't really believe, you know, our societies are actually worth preserving. Now, the people, but the leaders have done that for a long time. The people are starting to revolt against that. They're starting to elect parties that actually do want to preserve their civilization, that do believe in their society, that do believe that they're fundamentally, you know, that Western civilization is worth preserving. And that's the fight that Europe's in right now. You're seeing these so-called populist parties that are campaigning for that against the establishment. And I think the Europeans are, you know, again, it's very, very late. It's very late in the day. Mm. They've lost a lot of ground. Immigration has been out of control in Europe. But I think we are going to see, and, you know, some of them are taking their lead from Donald Trump, to be honest with you. We're going to see a change in Europe. They are going to revolt against it. And I think that, you know, we'll see in the next 5 years whether or not they're successful.
Jerry Baker, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We come back. We'll be right with you. Phone calls right around the bend. Don't move.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An anonymous donor who helped out a World War II veteran in Canada makes today's Dean's List. Bill Shea is a 100-year-old World War II veteran from Harrow, Ontario, and was recently celebrated with cheers and smiles by Legion members as Mr. Shea's ambulance pulled up to Harrow Legion Branch 338. A few weeks prior, Mr. Shea's family were worried about his health after he got sick and was hospitalized for pneumonia and kidney issues. His specialized care required a medical flight that cost close to $60,000 and unfortunately was not covered by the VA. After seeing the story on the news, an anonymous donor paid the bill for the entire flight. After recovering in hospital for a month, Mr. Shea, who is one of the area's last World War II veterans, had a hero's welcome. Branch 338 president said in a statement, "To the person who donated the money, you're an angel." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox
on 10.
The Senate Agriculture Committee on Capitol Hill releasing the long-awaited and bipartisan discussion draft for cryptocurrencies. The efforts led by Chair John Boozman, the Republican senator from Arkansas, and ranking member Cory Booker, the Democrat senator from New Jersey, and would mark major progress toward a comprehensive crypto market structure framework that lawmakers say would make the market safer for the average investor to buy and sell crypto. The draft bill is notable in that it focuses on giving the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, the power to regulate digital asset commodities like Bitcoin, and partially shifting cryptocurrency oversight away from the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. Senator Booker sent us a statement saying these are steps to protect consumers. While adding in part, this discussion draft is a first step, and we still have significant work to do before advancing the legislation out of committee and eventually to the Senate floor. With Fox on Tech, Darren Botello, Fox Business.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I'm super, super excited. Americans, but also, I have to say, public from all over the world, we have 1 billion people watching this draw, the final draw where everyone is happy because everyone qualified. The final draw will determine the match schedule. So after the draw, we'll know who plays where and what is the path to glory to determine who will be the world champion on the 19th of July. But it will be massive, and the draw tomorrow will be absolutely stunning. A big, big show. We are in America. We have to make a show, right?
That is true, and it is America. There's going to be a show, and it's going to start at 11:45 Eastern Time in the morning. Obviously, it's going to go on for a couple of hours. As Lexi Lawless told us on this air, don't worry about when the draw happens. Just listen and watch the whole time. But you need to know the groups, because there'll be groups of four, 144 games, and in those groups, you're guaranteed three games. In those three games, your goal is to win the division. Number two is to come in second. They advance. And then there's a wild card for the best third-place team. But, of course, if you're the best third-place team, that means you've got to play the best number one seed with the highest points to get through. So where you place is going to be hard. If you have the group of depth and you're with four great teams, every game is going to be a challenge. You might be the best team, but walk out with three ties. End up as a wild card team. And then you really got to fight your way through the teeth of Argentina and Spain. I just think the whole thing is going to be how well the U.S. does. I know financially it's going to be great, but for U.S. soccer to be great, the U.S. men's team's got to get to the final.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing. Not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona blames the high cost of goods and services on trillions of dollars in wasteful government spending by the Biden administration.
If you devalue your currency, which is what Joe Biden did when he put out $7 trillion of non-productive cash into the nation, what he did is he devalued our currency, which caused the inflation that you saw under him.
Biggs also says the price has rose as a result of millions and millions of illegal aliens that snuck into the country during the Biden years. Starting next year, Trump accounts will be available. The money will be invested and available to children when they turn 18. Treasury Department official Luke Pettit explains how it works.
All children can set up these accounts beginning the 4th of July next year, but eligible children born during the administration, so that's calendar years 25 through 28, will receive a $1,000 contribution from Treasury, and then the money will be there for parents to claim for their children.
Pettit was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says the message and has a message for those who criticize America's economy.
There are 7 million job openings in the United States today. 7 million. So that's near an all-time record high. So for people who want to work and have a skill, there are jobs out there. The problem is, as I see it, is that universities are churning out millions of kids who are not capable of doing anything. Nobody wants to hire anybody with a sociology degree or an ethnic study degree or a psychology degree.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. California officials warning foragers about a deadly outbreak linked to wild mushrooms. The state poison control system has identified 21 cases of amatoxin poisoning, likely from death cap mushrooms. These toxic mushrooms are often mistaken for edible ones. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
There's something going on with animals and alcohol. Jason Walker explains.
It was just a few days ago when that raccoon got into a Virginia liquor store and promptly got drunk. Now, a baby seal has wandered into a busy bar in New Zealand. The little guy sampled salmon, but of course was not given any alcohol. He was eventually taken out of the pub by animal control officers with the help of a dog crate and more salmon. He was later safely released. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities are hunting for the last of three inmates who escaped from a Louisiana jail after removing concrete blocks from a deteriorating wall. St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Major Mark LeBlanc said detectives were still searching Saturday for 24-year-old Keith Eli, who had been jailed on a charge of second-degree murder. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In a recent poll, a solid majority favors President Trump's proposal to give tariff-refunded checks to income-qualifying Americans.
President Trump has suggested the idea of providing what he's termed tariff dividend payments of $2,000 to low- and middle-income Americans. The latest Rasmussen Report's national survey finds 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of that idea, funded by revenue from the tariffs. That includes 34% who strongly approve of the idea. 29% disapprove. George Williams, Washington.
The FAA has launched an investigation into whether U.S. Airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown. The FAA warned airlines that they could face fines of up to $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions, which varied between 3% and 6%. The shutdown led to long delays and unpaid air traffic controllers missing work. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, everybody from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, right? Two blocks from the tree, which is a great part of the city. I understand it. But if you're on foot, you love it. But if you want to drive, you can't. You had to see yesterday these cops in the middle of the street trying to get it through people's heads that you cannot yield your way through traffic, telling people not to block traffic. I've never seen such exasperation. So, again, I'm glad it's Christmas season. I'm glad for the city that they got people here. I'm happy that tradition continues with the 75-foot spruce. But if you're going to drive in the city, do not expect to get anywhere remotely quick. Trey Gowdy is standing by. I know that every day he's not in the city, he's happy. And Ben Shapiro at the bottom of the hour, co-founder of the Daily Wire, you know what's going on there. And a quick announcement, we know too, big World Cup day. In about an hour, you're going to see the beginning of World Cup draw coverage. And this is so much different than 94 when nobody knew what soccer was and kind of rooted against it when we had it. I really get the sense the general sports fan, not just soccer fans. Soccer fans will always be there. The general sports fan is pumped up about it, and I love it. I love that Fox has it. So before we get to Trey, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
You commit crimes, you go to jail. Doesn't matter what your race is, what your ethnicity, religion. But demonizing the entire group of people by their race and their ethnicity is something I was hoping we'd never have to see.
Well, why don't you straighten out your own state first? Bigger than anyone thought. The Minnesota billionaire social services scam is spiraling in the wrong direction for Governor Waltz, for the Attorney General, and for Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who now has one of her staffers implicated in it, and a restaurant owner who hosts her events right in the middle of it. We have that story that most of the media is ignoring.
Number two.
This issue raises what really is a classic in the literature about use of force. And there's extensive discussion by lawyers, thoughtful people at the time, about what morality requires you to do in wartime. That kind of debate is what we need to be having now. And instead, it's beginning to be the usual sharp disagreement between Republicans and Democrats.
Drug boat bombing explained off the coast of Venezuela, as Dems foolishly, in my opinion, just won't let it go. We bring you the post-game briefing that should have answered all the questions.
Number one.
Now, Trump's economic plan has always been very, very simple. Cut taxes, cut regulation, and make energy cheaper. The one thing he can't do on this tour is tell people things are great for them when they're not.
That is true, and he's over at Wave overstating it when he says it's a hoax. What he's saying is the Democrats claiming that his administration made things unaffordable, that's the hoax, but he's got to clarify that, which I think he's going to do. Game plans hatched for Dems and Republicans. The bud word affordability is embraced by both sides. The country is unaffordable to agree by, but guess who caused it? Democrats and the GOP in a race to fix it. Like it or not, fair or unfair, it's on their report card. And a guy who knows that, fair and unfair, he's a black and white guy, Trey Gowdy, former chairman of House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, host of Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. I'm honored to follow him at 10 o'clock on Sundays. He begins at 9, author of The Color of Death, which is a novel and a great Christmas gift. Trey, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, I am nothing but the setup man for the closer on Sunday nights. Brian, kill me.
No, you are the number one ratings on Sundays. So listen, I got to bring you to the affordability. You know life isn't fair. And you know what I said is probably true, that Democrats are more responsible for the prices, obviously, than Republicans. But they're going to get blamed. If I gave you that huddle and I said, you're the quarterback, Trey, fix it, walk into that huddle and tell me what you would tell the other Republicans.
Let people know that you feel their pain. Because at a certain point, you know, we're past who's to blame for it. We just know that we're hurting. So I would tell them, look, you got to deliver the message, but how you communicate matters. And it really does impact people when you listen and say, I feel your pain. I mean, I run into young people all the time, Brian, and they're worried about the cost of health insurance. It's not a political issue to them. It's a bottom line issue. So I don't want to say the facade of empathy, because it's not a facade. I think many Republicans, including the president, very much understand that people are experiencing pain. Let them know that you hear them. Let them know that you feel it, and then tell them what your plan is. People, look, Americans are not known for their patience. I think in April, when the tax bill comes due, they'll have a renewed appreciation for what Republicans have done. We just have never been great at communicating empathy and sympathy. And that's what I would tell the folks. Number one, quit fighting with one another in the House, because you look like idiots. Number two, let people know you feel their pain and you have a plan to fix it.
I've never seen such fighting on any party or any chamber. Right now, Nancy Mace is threatening to quit. So Lee Stefanik is going after the speaker, saying the most horrible things about his ability to lead, which I don't think are accurate, but I'm a big fan of hers. Then you have a situation where the party can't even get together on an agenda. So everyone's fighting with everyone. And on the Senate side, Rand Paul is in a world of his own. It seems to be siding, everything on the Epstein files to now the Venezuela operation, siding with Democrats. Now, I know you can't have everybody march to the same hymn sheet, but sing to the same hymn sheet, I guess the phrase goes. But I've never seen such bickering. This is the attitude that ousted Kevin McCarthy.
It is, and that is not lost on me. Look, Elise and Mike are both very, very good friends of mine. I love them both. You know, my advice is you have one another's cell phone numbers. I mean, do not fight this out on the front pages of Politico or the New York Times. And I would say, look, I was in the House. I was very frustrated by the fact that the Senate has to get 60 votes. But there are also days I was glad they had to get 60 votes because we were in the minority in the Senate. So this world of communicating via X or social media, you can't do that if you're teammates. We have the gift of governance, Brian. Think about this. You have the House, the Senate, and the White House. You may not have that in 2 years. You likely will not have it. What are you doing with the gift that you currently have? And how would you like to go home and explain to people, hey, this is what we've done with the gift of governance that you gave us? I mean, what do we have to show for the last couple of months?
No, I hear you. So I want to pivot, if I can, to Venezuela and going after those boats. And I looked this up as soon as this became a story. How many times did Barack Obama, while you were in the House, drone terrorists, suspected terrorists? He didn't want to put anybody in Gitmo, so he just killed them where they were, including an American.
Right.
And a lot of times he blew up weddings, and other times he killed innocent civilians. If you're a terrorist with your family, everyone's dying. We accepted that for 8 years. Now we have these drug boats where they're being eyed, and I think they're being taken out, not sure, but I believe they're being taken out by drones. And now people are saying, well, if you don't hit them once, you have to go back and save them. You can't hit them again. You've got a great legal mind. Where did that come from?
Every fact matters, Brian, and that's what sometimes is lost in politics. So every fact matters. The survivors, what were they doing? Were they in communication with other people? Were they trying to secure what was left of the drugs that was not knocked out by the initial strike? I mean, do we know all of those answers? I mean, we live in this world where we want to be first. more so than we want to be accurate. And that is the opposite of the way court works. So here's what I do know. Two of the most principled colleagues that I ever served with are Marco Rubio and John Lee Ratcliffe. Two of the most principled people. Forget about politics. Two of the most principled people I know. So I know that you work closely with Pete. I don't know Pete as well, but I know those two guys. And you know, John's got a daughter serving in the military. And I'm sorry if I outed that, if that's a family secret, but this is personal with them. So the notion that they would be part of some war crime, look, you got to be really careful when you throw that around. And if you don't have all the facts, and guess what? I bet they don't. I bet they don't have all the facts. It used to be that the military was above politics. The politics kind of ended when it dealt with military. I mean, do we know how many people were killed with the Iranian nuclear strikes? I mean, do we? I don't know. You might know.
No.
But people view that as successful. So what's different off the coast of Venezuela? Why is, I mean, look, we may be doing drone strikes that you and I have no idea what's going on with terrorist groups in the Middle East. I mean, are we okay with that? I need to know all the facts. Look, I Americans do treat their enemies better than their enemies treat them. That is a given. And we do try to abide by international treaties, even when those governing bodies aren't fair to us. I mean, for Pete's sake, there's an arrest warrant out for Benjamin Netanyahu. So how seriously can you take some of these groups? Having said that, when I don't have all the facts, I try not to render a verdict.
Right. And then when they go and get briefed and they're all convinced and they go out to the cameras and say something different. Dave Ignatius, a clear thinking guy, usually on MSNBC from The Washington Post. But man, does he have international connections and a knowledge of war. Cut 40.
We have Congressman Jim Himes, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, say it's one of the most troubling things he's ever said. And his counterpart, the Republican, Lankford, saying it was highly professional. Senator Tom Cotton, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying it was righteous. So we're back to the same kind of partisan divide, I want to say partisan mess. And that's really unfortunate because this issue raises what really is a classic in the literature about use of force. During World War II, you'd have German submarines sinking shipping, and the question was, what do you do about the survivors? Do you go rescue them? Do you go rescue them if you're at risk? And there's extensive discussion by lawyers, thoughtful people at the time, about what morality requires you to do in wartime. That kind of debate is what we need to be having now, and instead, it's beginning to be the usual sharp disagreement between Republicans and Democrats, almost reflexive. And if this moment is wasted for a real discussion, we'll all be the worse for it.
And I could just interject. I would not say that these drug boats are like supply chain ships. Those ships in World War II, those merchant ships were carrying goods. Where the supply, these other boats have one thing: go as fast as you can to the closest Caribbean island, full of drugs. No one denies they're drug ships. But having said that, this is the way you should be approaching this.
Yeah, and I would also add the number one cause of death among young Americans, not guns and not car accidents, it is fentanyl. So you can certainly argue that it is self-defense.
Yeah.
This is what gives me pause. Jim Himes was among the more reasonable people that I served on the House Intel Committee with. James Lankford is one of the best people you will ever meet in life. If I could get the two of them together, I would sit them down together and say, all right, tell me what you're seeing. But we don't do that anymore, Brian. We go run to our respective television cameras. I will give credit to Himes. He's willing to go on Fox. I assume James is willing to go on enemy territory, too. But I'd love to have them both in the room or on your show.
Right.
Or on your show, One Nation, and say, okay, you guys are both decent people. How do y'all see this differently?
Well, put it this way. Jim Himes said they were shipwrecked. Shipwrecked. What are they? Is this a skipper in Marianne?
I agree with his phraseology.
Yes.
That is not a shipwreck, Jim.
You kidding me?
But I will say this. Jim Himes in an open committee, I told him that something Democrats were doing was unfair, and he did something I've never seen a Democrat do other than Peter Welch. In an open hearing, he said, you're right. What we just said was unfair. So that is the Jim Himes I served with. Now, when you get elevated, when you're in a leadership position, things change, Brian. People expect you. You know, Jim Himes is more likely to get a primary from the left than he is to be beat in a general election. So I don't know how much of this is politics. I don't know how much of it is, you know, reflexively we have to criticize the other side.
Right.
I just, when it comes to war, I mean, war crimes is a really serious accusation, like treason. You don't hear me accuse people of treason, Brian, because you can get put to death for that. We got to be careful how we phrase things. John Lee Ratcliffe is not going to commit a war crime, period, full stop.
I tell you, everyone sounds so impressive when you use their middle name. I should have, years ago, dedicated myself to my middle name. I would sound more impressive. You keep using his middle name, and I even like him more. So do you know who's on your show Sunday?
I do. We got Trish McLaughlin. We got some members of the House and Senate. I'm trying to get somebody to explain the Lane Kiffin thing to me. If I could, I don't have your contacts in the sports world. I don't get leaving a playoff team, Brian. I don't get that. So whoever you doesn't make the cut for your roster is usually who I get on my show.
Oh, yes.
But yes, I've been working on it this morning. It's going to be a good lead-in for One Nation with Brian Kilmeade.
It always is. It's always fantastic. And it's always deep thoughts at the end or questions from the people to Trey Gowdy at the end, which is fantastic.
I love.
Right. And by the way, I've never been more jealous of not to be in South Carolina where you do your show than now, because in December it feels like mid-February. We had Ron DeSantis on the couch today. He couldn't even recover from it because it's like in 20 degrees. So I'm jealous of your climate.
I got to go turn the air conditioning on, Brian. I'm actually a little warm right now. But I will say this. Why don't you move down here? We would love to have you down here.
Listen, I've talked to your people. They say visit but promise to leave. That is the message in South Carolina. You're tired of the Yankees coming down, I heard.
We want but you're a good Yankee.
Oh, okay.
We want you down here.
I'm the Jeter of Yankee tourists.
We would love to have you down here.
All right. Trey, I'm going to take that to the bank and to the Chamber of Commerce, and I might make my move.
Sir.
I'm going to watch. 9 o'clock Eastern time, Sunday night. Trey Gowdy, thanks so much.
God bless you, Brian. Take care.
All right. Stay within yourself, Trey. Back in a moment.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Italy accused of dressing up as his mom to collect her pension. The man, whose name hasn't been released by authorities, is the son of Graziella Dall'Olio, who had died in 2022 at the age of 82. Police say the 57-year-old man, who's a former nurse and currently unemployed, did not report her death to authorities. When Dall'Olio's ID expired, the son allegedly put on makeup, a wig, and her clothes to pose as his mother and renew her ID. However, the agent that was processing the application noticed dark hair on the back of his neck and on his chin and tipped off authorities to the alleged crime. Officers then went to the elderly woman's home address and found her mummified body in the laundry closet room wrapped in sleeping bags. The man is accused of concealing a corpse, fraud against the state, impersonation, and forgery of a public document. He's accused of removing fluids from his mother's body with a syringe to prevent decomposition. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the cast of Peacock's new mystery whodunit series, All Her Fault, starring Sarah Snook as a mother searching for her missing son as mysterious circumstances unfold. Jake Lacy and Jay Ellis discussed how it's a series where intrigue starts right away.
You dive right in and then are sort of left going like, it could be any of these people or someone else. I immediately wanted to jump to like to page 48 or whatever it is of that pilot, that first episode, to figure out, like, well, where do we go from here?
Abby Elliott and Daniel Monks have tips for those ready to guess along.
There's so many subtle moments throughout, you know, the first few episodes. You know, if you blink, you might miss it.
Watch with friends or with people, family members, partners. It's very similar to, like, watching The Traitors. It's like, is arguing and debating over who you think what or how.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think it should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think one of the problems here is actually the success that Donald Trump had in his first term. A lot of people thought that reelecting him would automatically lead to an economic turnaround. And I don't think that they actually had built into their heads how bad the Biden economy was. And because of that, I think there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done on the side of Republicans in order to encourage people and to, frankly, message against what they're going to get hit with.
And that's Ben Domenech, and he's right. You know, Barack Obama gave the president a better economy than Joe Biden. And the problem is, too, is, you know, look, President Trump was spending a lot of money during the pandemic. We remember that. Remember that he requested money and then Congress added more money on top of it? You know, he had his own stimulus package in December before he left, or it might have been November. So he loses the election. They got a stimulus, and Democratic controlled Congress put more money on top, the House anyway. So they were spending. But when Joe Biden decides to do the rescue package and make it all his agenda items, wasn't really to fuel the economy. Yeah, there was some stuff for PPE and things like that, pharmaceuticals, but it was an agenda thing. And you had Larry Summers, now defamed, say this is a huge mistake. This is going to fuel inflation. And then the next year they do the Inflation Reduction Act, which was not, and they kind of laughed about it. So you have all that money in. Now, I know you were coming out of a pandemic, but it was just handled extremely poorly by people who don't understand fiscal responsibility. And that's not what Democrats are ever known for. So the president wants to get the, you know, with the tariffs, wants to use that to get the deficit down. I got it. Is doing all these things to prime the pump. but things are harder because we're coming out of the pandemic and because you're replacing a guy that was being run by the extreme left. He made a deal with Bernie Sanders to run his state like a socialist state.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complained. And from where they came from, they got nothing.
So he's talking about Somalia, and he's talking about the Somali community inside Minneapolis, mostly Minnesota. It's the largest one of the country. And we also know this huge burgeoning scandal where they've been bilking. Most of them are Somalis. I mean, 79 of the 84 indictments are Somalis. 52 of the convictions, almost all are Somalis. And it looks systematic. And the money might, in fact, be going back to Somalia to Al-Shabaab, their Al-Qaeda affiliate. So if that, indeed, that's the Chris Rufo connection that he talked about last week that is being pursued now by the Treasury Department. And the president is fed up. She's fed up with people like Ilhan Omar who do nothing but complain or raise kids that have anti-Semitic, take part in anti-Semitic protests at Columbia, who just whine about this country instead of trying to make it better. And by the way, one of her staffers is indicted. And a restaurant that she has an affiliation with is right in the middle of it, stealing tens of millions of dollars. So this is going to get a lot bigger. But is the president's language helpful? His directness? Let's bring in Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire co-founder, host of The Ben Shapiro Show, number one New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is Lions and Scavengers, The True Story of America. Hey, Ben, welcome. Your thoughts about the president's approach and now banning travel, immigration from, I think, 19 to 20 countries.
I mean, on policy, there's no question he's correct. I mean, the fact is that we cannot vet people who are coming in from countries that effectively have no government. And not only do they have no government, what government they do have is very often complicit in actual terrorism, especially when you're talking about a place like Somalia, where something like 35% of its entire economy is remittances from the United States, which is totally insane. And so what the president is doing by saying we can't have mass migration from areas where people don't hold anything in common with us, generally hate American values, have no love for the American Constitution. I don't even see what's remotely controversial about that part of it. Obviously, the president uses the president's language. And anybody who's shocked at President Trump's language after a decade of President Trump, I think, I mean, get over it. Like, honestly, we're now 10 years into this. And on the list of insults, this comes up very short.
So, you know, this thing's going to get big. You know, Keith Ellison, who's just was a terrible congressman and a horrible attorney general, but the people of Minneapolis seem to like him, is defending Governor Walz's responses to the fraud that's going to be over $1 billion. And with the stuff the programs they took from autistic programs, from poor people, from these food programs, some of which Ilhan Omar sponsored and got federal funding for. So this is going to be really big. Where do you think this goes as the federal government gets involved?
Well, I mean, obviously, the investigations are probably going to grow from here. My guess is that's only the beginning. I think that probably there's more there than they've even uncovered so far. One of the funnier articles I saw, there was an ABC affiliate that came out this morning talking about the benefits of mass Somali migration into Minnesota and pointing out that the total income of Somali Minnesotans was $500 million last year. Well, I noticed that $500 million as a total income is half of what was built from the federal government just in the cases that have already been uncovered. So if what we're talking about is the great enrichment that has happened due to mass migration, and the best you can come up with is an income that amounts to half of the fraud committed by the small group of Somalis, then I'm not sure exactly what case it is that you're making at this point. Again, this is not to malign every single person who's coming from Somalia, because whenever you have a group of people, I'm sure there are great individuals that exist within a broader spectrum of human beings. And, you know, when the president says garbage, I think, by the way, in that quote, he seems to be talking specifically about Ilhan Omar, who I also agree is a trash human being. I think she has horrible beliefs. I think that she stands for horrible things. And then he says, and her friends, I don't know that he's necessarily referring to every single Somali person in the United States. He may be referring to people who are politically affiliated, or he may be referring to her actual specific friends, some of whom seem to be caught up in the actual fraud welfare scheme here.
Including one of her staffers that's involved. Yes. And one of these restaurant owners who owns a Safari Inn has 35 tables, but yet he claims to, he's gotten reimbursed for 18,000 meals. Well, he's got a multi-million-dollar mansion. I mean, are we kidding? And guess what?
He's spending $9,000 a month at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
That's a lot of, I hope he dresses well. That's a lot of clothes. $9,000 a month. Whoa.
So Ben, I'm going to add something to this. So if you actually bilk out of this money, there's now a phone call that I understand that the Attorney General Ellison has, where some of these people involved in the fraud pledge campaign contributions, which he eventually collects from these people. They also did the threatening, you talk about full circle, of if you come down on me, I'm going to hit you with racism and bias claims, which backs out these politicians who need the 80,000 member Somali committee or community to vote for them.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, obviously, every politician has to answer to constituents. And so when you have Keith Ellison basically, you know, garnering campaign contributions from many of the same people who are associated with this sort of activity and saying, I'm going to be your guy. I mean, I'm not sure how that isn't a scandal. I think Tim Walz obviously is a scandal. I think Ilhan Omar obviously is a scandal. It's hard to see how fraud perpetrated at this great a scale was unknown by everyone in a position of power, especially people who are extremely close to the communities in question.
Ben, not that you should be surprised. That's why you started the Daily Wire. But they looked at the networks and say how much coverage this has gotten. Zero. You know, I know the Nightly News. I mean, zero. How could that not be $1 billion gone from a state like Minnesota? But I want to talk about also what's going on with the anti-Semitism. I spoke at a Jewish conference last night. And the isolation that the Jewish community feels, especially in New York City, is beyond comprehension, especially with the election of this mayor. And there's some studies that are really disturbing. Nearly 4 in 10 of the current GOP, 37%, believe the Holocaust was exaggerated and did not happen as history described. By the way, I met a Holocaust survivor last night, 96 years old. He told me it happened. Who would have thought? Younger men are especially likely to hold this view, 54% of men under 30, 39% of women under 50. Among men over 50, 41% agree, compared with 18% of women over 50. How did that happen? How does this happen, Ben?
Well, I do think that one of the things that poll from Manhattan Institute is really fascinating, because it sort of breaks down traditional GOP and then people who are sort of new GOP voters in 2024. And what it shows is that the traditional GOP is significantly less likely to believe the sort of conspiratorial or anti-Semitic nonsense. A lot of new GOP are more likely to believe it, mainly because they were alienated by the Democratic Party, but not necessarily because they hold traditional sort of conservative views. And it does show that whenever you have an electoral coalition, there are a lot of people inside that electoral coalition, but the coalition is defined by its leadership. Are the leaders willing to say true things? Are the leaders willing to call out actual bad beliefs? Are they willing to call out the purveyors of those actual bad beliefs? Because, listen, no political leader should be expected to condemn every single person who is voting for them. But if the question is, who defines the future of the coalition? Who defines the belief system by which the coalition rides together? That really does come down to a question of leadership. And I think that leadership has been in some quarters not present, particularly in the online space. It has been very much not present. And let's be clear that on X and TikTok, this sort of stuff goes viral very, very quickly.
Yes, and maybe disproportionately. We get the theory that maybe too many people think that way. But let's just amp this up. It's very commonplace and is total truth to say that the Democrats have a huge problem. And they'll admit it with the so-called socialist wing of the party that's growing. Got it. Like that left-wing lunatic who ran in the 7th District of Tennessee. I understand it. And then they got other people that are looked at as moderates, the Spanbergers, the Joe Manchins, who's not in politics anymore. I got it. And Fetterman, to me, seems to speak what I would hope be the future of that party, but he's the minority of that party. That's the fracture we like to dissect. But in your estimation, Do the Republicans have a problem with the extreme right that says, you know what, Israel, they're way too over the top. We're way too close to them. Russia, they're just misunderstood. We shouldn't be involved. Venezuela, not our problem. Why are we worried about that? Do you think that divide on the Republican side presents the same quantitative problem as the Democrats have?
So I think that there is a massive quantitative problem on the Republican side. I don't think it's about disagreements over Israel policy or Venezuela policy or even Ukraine policy. I think it has to do with something deeper. And that is, I think there's a wing of the Republican Party that is rejecting the basic promise of meritocracy, which used to be sort of the root of the conservative agenda. The root of the conservative agenda was the idea that we have constitutional checks and balances in order to preserve God-given freedoms that allow us to rise or fall on our own merits. That was basically the promise of the United States. And there is a side of the right that has decided that the meritocracy is actually a lie, and that what we actually need to do is target a so-called globalist elite who are manipulating the system to their own ends. That tends to cross over with conspiratorial views, particularly about Jews, but it tends to cross over with other sort of conspiratorial views in general, which is something you've seen growing inside the Republican Party. That same poll shows that there are a huge number of Republicans who believe in conspiracy theories about 9/11 or even the moon landing. And that sort of thing, I think, again, goes to a grievance-based politics that used to be more foreign to the conservative coalition, but definitely right. has been growing in recent years. I know why it's been growing. I mean, the reason it's been growing is because if the left continues to say for years and years and years that white Christian men are bad, particularly, then there will be a reactionary response to that by saying, okay, we've been victimized. The system has been constructed in order to put us down. But that response shouldn't be to destroy all systems, or that capitalism is bad, or free markets are bad, or freedom of thought is bad, or that America historically is bad. The response should be meritocracy. Unfortunately, very often it isn't, and it's a sort of grievance-based right. politics that looks more left than right.
Well, that's a theory, Ben. I mean, that's a deep theory. The other thing is people doing it for clicks. Well, what if I did a show and I interview a World War II historian that says Hitler was misunderstood, that we never really should have got involved, that Winston Churchill was more of a problem. He was just going to take Czechoslovakia and maybe a little of Poland, and that was it. We way overreacted, never should have dropped the bombs on Japan. So what if you have somebody that says building number 7 was an inside job and their name wasn't Rosie O'Donnell, that 9/11 was an inside job? Of course, everybody knew it, and they talk about everybody involved in it. What if that same group said, wait, a man popped out of a pothole cover and shot Charlie Kirk, not somebody from the roof? So I don't know if there's a school of thought there, or if someone's just trying to outdo each other with sensational claims.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's both. It's all of the above. It's definitely a clickbait thing. It's definitely, you know, very viral online. All of that is definitely true. I think there is an ideological aversion to, again, basic American principles with some of these folks that really amounts to a great demoralization, an attempt to demoralize all Americans. Everything you've been told is a lie. Everything about America that you've ever been told is untrue. America itself is rotten to the core, and only I, the conspiracy theorist or the person who's laying out this new vision or no vision, only I am the real spirit guide for you who can illuminate all of the secrets that have been hidden from. That's why your life isn't what you want it to be, is because no one has told you the truth, but I'm here to tell you the truth. Now, the problem, of course, is that it's not the truth, and all of these lies are going to make your life markedly worse. But it's kind of sexy to believe that the reason that your life isn't what you want it to be is because of conspiratorial forces beyond your control. And if only you could see past the curtain, then magically your life would be fixed.
So, I mean, I look at you, your success. You got it. You made your success online. You formed your own company. Everybody knows it. But you don't say anything sensational. These are just your opinions. They're conservative thought. Within the conservative school of thought, there's always debate. Rush Limbaugh didn't change his delivery or his statements in order to remain number one. He just was consistent. As issues came up, he knew exactly what he was going to dig into, and he quickly knew his opinion. So would Rush Limbaugh recognize the right now?
I think it'd be very difficult for him to recognize at least some segments of the right. I don't want to say it's the entire right, because it isn't. I think a huge percentage of the Trump right doesn't believe a lot of this nonsense. And all the numbers that we're citing, except for some of the young men numbers, are minority numbers. But I will say that, yes, I mean, let's put it this way. Brian, if I went back 10 years and I looked at the stuff that you were saying, it looks exactly the same as the stuff that you're saying now. Nobody has ever asked what happened to Brian Kilmeade, right? Nobody who's looked at the course of my career, I've been writing syndicated columns since I was 17. I'm now 41. Nobody would look at anything that I've said and said, what happened to Ben? How did Ben Shapiro change? But there are an enormous number of quite powerful influencers And that question is being asked about them all the time. What happened to this person? What changed for this person? And if this person is radically changing their opinion on a dime and seems to be gaining virality for it, you do have to ask, you know, the question about whether they're chasing virality or on what basis they've changed their opinion.
All right, so let me bring it to practical politics. You, Donald Trump, you had your arms wrapped around everybody. You know, a lot of people had thought you'd agree, a lot of people on Fox, a lot of people who do the podcast. And now all of a sudden, those people are fighting with each other. And you need every single vote to keep the House and the Senate, practically. And then you got this 2028 where you have to have a nominee that's going to have to find a way possibly to be all things to all people or just pick a side. What responsibility do the people in power have now on their own party? You could say that for Democrats, but let's just focus on Republicans now.
I think Republicans have tremendous responsibility to define what the party looks like going forward, because if they don't, then
leaders?
I think the people, yes, the leaders, absolutely. I also think that it's not worthwhile fighting yesterday's war, meaning that J.D. Vance's coalition is not going to be identical to Donald Trump's coalition, because it doesn't work that way. Hillary Clinton's coalition was not identical to Barack Obama. She thought it would be, and that's why she lost. And if Republicans continue to think that every single voter who voted for Donald Trump is just going to translate right over, so if you just say nothing, if you just kind of hover across the top of these controversial issues, that you will be able to keep everybody in your warm embrace. Donald Trump is a unique, sui generis figure who's able to encompass multitudes. That is not true of any other Republican in the field, period. End of story. And so, you know, I wish that President Trump would do it himself. But if President Trump won't do it, then I wish other politicians would say, here is what my conservatism looks like. And more importantly, here is what conservatism does not look like. And here is what can't define the party going forward.
Ted Cruz is. I want you to hear Hillary Clinton, because she seems equally dismayed in a way. Listen.
Smart, well-educated young people from our own country, from around the world, where were they getting their information? They were getting their information from social media, particularly TikTok.
And what she was referring to is her Columbia students' anti-Semitic views, and he doesn't understand they had no perspective on the Israeli-Palestinian disagreements at all. Just 30 seconds, your thoughts on what she just said.
I mean, that's the worst person you know meme is right? When Hillary Clinton, broken clock being correct twice a day, I mean, obviously the social media algorithms are rotting people's minds. And what I've said to people is, you want to know what Americans really think? Get outside, touch some grass, spend less time on TikTok and on X, and actually go to church and talk with your fellow Americans a little bit. You'll find that the nutty beliefs are significantly less prevalent and important than you believe they are.
All right, Ben, hang in there. Ben Shapiro, go get his book for this holiday season, Lions and Scavengers, and check him out on the Daily Wire all the time. Ben, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I don't want to hear, but I understand the LGBTQ community is important. I understand that the desolate and disenfranchised is somebody we should always be looking out for. Mm-hmm. I understand the economy. I understand immigration. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I'm trying to win to make sure that I'm in office and you're not. What is it going to take? The Democrats did not do that last time.
What is the winning issue now?
Affordability and safety.
And safety, yeah, no doubt about it. But I'd love to hear a Democrat's plan. And, you know, Stephen A. Smith goes on his All Things to All People, but he goes and tells people directly on The View when he's there. But obviously he's the one who points out problems, obvious ones, with Kamala Harris and others. And I think he's pretty fair to Trump. And I think that he is not somebody you fit into a category. Personally, I think he leans right, but... The guy's a machine. I mean, what he's able to do in his general talk show, his sports talk show, his TV appearances. It's not easy to keep up with sports, all sports. And now he's doing it and keeping up with news. It's pretty impressive. So don't forget, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Get tickets to Fort Myers on Valentine's Day. History, Liberty, and Laughs streamed on Fox Nation, the world's favorite streaming device. And keep it here. And don't forget, Sunday at 10 o'clock is One Nation. We got Doug Burgum with him, Douglas Murray, and so much more. Don't move.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.